The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
This week on 97.5 Glory FM, it's a battle of two unbeaten teams in Region 6 AAA as the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans take on the North Hall Trojans. Both teams start out the season with losses as North Hall lost their first two games of the season, and now they've won four straight games, while GAC start the season with three non-region losses, and then they've won three straight games in Region 6 AAA. It's for first place in the region as North Hall plays host to Greater Atlanta Christian as we bring you Friday Night Football in North Georgia live from the Brickyard at Lynn Cottrell Stadium. And we kick things off this Friday night with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. It all begins with the kickoff now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And hi, everyone. Welcome once again to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM, your radio station for North Georgia sports. The entire sports team here this evening. Gary Glenn on the sidelines, Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, and Mike Warford with you here for really what's almost like a playoff game, Joe, and you can feel it in the air tonight with GAC and North Hall.
Well, this is one of those games, Mike, that North Hall has never beaten GAC. They played them in region and non-region contests. GAC has always won those games. Several of them, all but the last time they played, they've all been within, you know, a couple of three touchdowns. So they've had some good ball games. The last time they played, I believe it was like 30-0 or something like that. But, you know, it's a very formidable team that North Hall is playing tonight. Now that they're in the region, it means all even that much more because these are the top two teams in the region right now.
Yep, and Harper, you know about it. When you come to private school versus public school, that big argument there is that GAC has just a plethora, as they say, when it comes to athletes they could choose from in the metro Atlanta area.
Well, that school and the campus, it's as good as any college campus you'll ever find anywhere. They're in Norcross. I've had the great fortune of having practices there for my son at one point, but you're right. It's not recruiting, but to get quality students and student-athletes, they got a bunch of them. I think that's one of the differences, though, at any level, especially here at this level, is their depth.
Yep.
Do you have a starter? And if he goes down, is there somebody that's even close to playing as a starter? I think GAC in many areas has a few, maybe not as many as a 6A school, but that's one of the differences that I've noticed over the years is that they've got a plethora of kids, as you said, Mike, and they are very talented.
But you see at the same time, their reserves could start on a lot of public school teams.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And in some cases, you know, you don't have to worry about the transfer portal, but
exactly.
There are some kids that I don't know if I'm going to play here because if I'm a wide receiver and there's six deep, I may be better off going to another school. But
sure.
The education obviously is an important factor in that as well.
Sure, exactly. Well, that makes a huge difference, Gary. When you can, a lot of folks, that you know, if they're really good at athletics and they're good at academics too, you can go to a GAC. You can go to a Buford, you can go to a Wesleyan. Sometimes it makes a little difference right there if you're good at both of those, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, this is the type of program where excellence is expected.
Yep.
And when you expect excellence, you usually get that. Or at least you come pretty close to it. And GAC has just dominated Hall County. I think the only team that's ever beat them was Cherokee Bluff. That only happened once in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is 0 for GAC. So it'll be interesting. And when they started off this year, Joe, you know, they went 0-3, and everybody said, well, maybe they slipped a little bit, and including me. But then they hit the region, and now they're undefeated, 3-0, and they look like a world beater.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting, guys, that both teams start with two losses. GAC ends up with the third, but they find a way to turn it around, and they haven't lost since. And for the home team here at North here to defend the Brickyard with four games behind you, in terms of your winning streak, that to me has to be one of those factors that comes into place. Of, I don't care if those other teams couldn't beat GAC. We're going to be something different tonight.
Well, a lot of it had, I looked up the scoring last night, guys, and looking at the scoring defensively, North Hall's giving up 23, GAC 21 points a game. And scoring-wise, GAC is scoring 22, North Hall scoring 29. So it's a pretty even matchup right there. Let's just have to wait and see how tonight's game turns out.
We're counting on the kickoff of tonight's ball game. It's Greater Atlanta Christian and North Hall for the Brickyard. We're back into this timeout. You're tuned to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation. The new ideas in our industry that lead to better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business.
To be an innovative cooperative, I believe we always have to be looking at how we are handling our member experience.
Innovation is really important to Jackson EMC. It's our role to really make sure we're on the cutting edge of these new changes in technology that are coming to the power sector.
Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at GHCFCA.org.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Well, it'll be loud here this evening because the close confines here, because the friendly confines here at the Brickyard at North Hall. And Gary's got a close look. He's right there on the sidelines, so there's not much room between the stands and the field, and same thing on the GAC side. We look across the field here. at North Hall. It is a gorgeous night for high school football. Nothing like we've seen in a long time, Joe.
It's nice to have some cool weather, Gary. I know that I'm excited. I actually have worn long pants. Mike was laughing at me earlier because this is the first time I've worn them. And then Harper wears his shorts tonight. So, you know, I'll have to wear my jacket next week. I think it's going to be chilly.
Well, I tell you, I'll probably put mine on at halftime. But I think I'm going to be all right until then. I got the long britches on tonight, too. But, yeah, beautiful night for football. Mm-hmm. The temperature is going to be good. Not a cloud in the sky. A little half moon off to my left over here. Already up in the sky where you can see. So this is kind of what it's all about. This is what we remember when we played high school football.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's hard for me to really get fired up when it's, 85 degrees with 85% humidity in August. But now in October, I'm getting here.
Gary, you see the importance of this ball game. Very similar to almost the college scene now. Here we are 3 weeks left in the regular season after tonight. Because it's amazing. The season will end on Friday night, November the 1st, for us here in North Georgia. They'll go a week longer down in South Georgia. But with this new point system, basically because of GAC being here in AAA for us, is that they've already beaten Lumpkin County. If they win this game tonight, they're in the driver's seat to win the number one seed in the region tournament. But they don't play in the public school state championship in AAA. They have their own championship where they'll take the teams from AAA and AAA, and then they'll have their own state championship. But for this, if they finish one or two, this region gets one less team, per se, automatically going to the state playoffs. But if North Hall wins, they could be in the driver's seat. But they got a huge game next week in Dahlonega against Lumpkin County, so anything can happen. But the thing is, for us who are fans of public school, we will beat GAC tonight and then see what happens next week in knock them on down the totem pole and have two automatic teams going to the state playoffs.
Yeah, that's important for us tonight, Mike, for North Hall to get wound up and get going early. They had a good game, scoring a lot of points against Pickens last week, and they'd like to continue that offensive output, and they would love to limit GAC to three touchdowns or less, but they've got to score for sure to be able to stay on that. Harper, I think that it should be a struggle between the defense of GAC and the offense of North Hall tonight.
Well, I think GAC, who's been averaging about 250 yards a game in the air, if you can get the pressure on, like the game that we did here a month ago against East Hall and their quarterback, and with the way that North was able to get to the quarterback and force him out of the pocket and do so in a way where even though he's an incredibly fast and gifted runner, he wasn't getting outside the pocket and gaining 20 yards. He was having to throw it. And I think the defensive coordinator of North against the GAC, they're going to have a chess match all night long. They're going to be trying to outmaneuver one another and, move the pocket and get pressure in different areas.
Well, probably look for one player. You'll be able to do that on defense. They've got a man in the defensive backfield, number 5, and I did not get his name. You got there on our roster.
Gabe Daniels.
Yeah, he's going to Syracuse University next year, and he was injured in the game against Lumpkin County, which Lumpkin almost won, and also in Dawson County, that game where Dawson almost upset them down at GAC, but now he's 100%, according to Coach Pender. He probably will be one-on-one with Cole Cable tonight, and that's going to be the big matchup you'll watch throughout this ball game.
It will, and Gary, I mean, North Hall, and they've thrown the ball pretty well. Slayman's come on and thrown it very well for them the last few weeks. Between him and Smith and Garvey, they got two guys that can rotate in there, and they're averaging a couple hundred yards a game throwing the ball also.
Well, they both can throw the ball. The other day against Pickens, they had 312 yards passing between them, and that's number 2 in school history, I think. I think that's a school record.
School record.
And then number 2 in school history was Schliemann, who had 253 of those yards.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole Cable had 202 yards receiving, another school record. So they both can throw it. It's who can play the defense tonight, because North Hall, they're averaging about 32 a game. GAC's given up less than 10 a game.
Mm-hmm.
And during that streak, they've had 18 tackles for a loss and 2 interceptions.
Yep.
So GAC can put some pressure on the quarterback. And guys, I'm thinking that the guy they've got playing now, GAC, is the senior quarterback, actually wasn't the starter at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, Tommy Young, he's averaging 822 yards, 4 TDs, but he's thrown 5 interceptions. So maybe that'll help North Hall there.
Well, and North Hall's got some ball hawks that can get around it. But he's got a couple of good receivers. We mentioned Cole Cable for North Hall, but Gabe Daniels, you've already mentioned, he's got 522 yards and 6 touchdowns. And then Jack Griggs, watch him too. He's got 366 yards and some touchdowns to go along with all of that yardage as well. So who can play pass defense tonight? We'll see.
We'll find out more about coming up next, the starting lineup. So we'll get the kickoff of the game coming up at 7:30 on 97.5 Glory FM. It's a countdown to kickoff with the Long Street Cafe pregame show.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's GAC in North Hall. Now the story lineups, Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. For North Hall, Coach Sean Pender's team's 4-2, and they're undefeated 3-0 in Region 6-3A. Across the line of scrimmage, you'll have number 75, Mason McGill, Thomas Green, a guard, number 59, the center, number 77, Eli Hamm, another guard, 71, Henry Weaver. Tackle, number 73, Cade Hawthorne. The tight end will be 88, Dawson Gray. Receivers for North Hall, most likely 21, McKinley Kemp. Number 3, Ty Kemp. Number 9, Ethan Crouch. And number 1, Cole Cable. Quarterback will be swapped between Alex Sleeman, number 7, and number 8, Smith McGarvey. And running back will be Luke Jenkins, number 2, and Parker Carlton, number 12. Defensively will be a 3-4 for GAC. The Spartans will have Dre Quinn at the defensive end, number 6. Micah Pryor, number 53, the nose guard. The other defensive end, number 56, Amari Hughes. Linebackers will be number 4, Maceo Woodward, number 4. Number 25, Reed Voiles. Number 10, Stephen Phillips. And I'll mess this one up. Number 13, C.J. Ohubumwa.
Very good.
Say that fast.
I'll just call him CJ.
There you go. Exactly. He might be number 1. Cornerback will be number 5, Gabe Daniels. The other number 2, Chandler Dawson. Free safety will be number 28, Pierce Wilson. And strong safety, Ralphie Blakely, number 12. On the other side of the football, the Spartans, they are 3-3, 3-0 in 6-3A. Coach Tim Hardy's team across the line. You'll have Amari Hughes at a guard, at a tackle. Joshua Mills at a guard, number 52. Number 55, Jackson Veeney is the center. 53, Michael Pryor is a guard. Adam Wharton, number 50, is a tackle. Tight end, Stephen Phillips, number 10. Gabe Daniels, number 5, a receiver. And Will Polehill, a receiver, and number 9. Slot is 23, Jack Griggs. And then the quarterback will be Tommy Young, number 8. And the running back will be number 4, Maceo Woodward. And you'll have Chandler Dawson, number 2, and Pierce Wilson, 28, coming in reserve. Defensively for the North Hall Trojans, they got a 4-3 set up tonight. Number 34, Matthew Arceo, and Tanner White, 35. Other defensive ends, the tackles will be 0. Charlie House, 95. Dawson Reed. Linebackers are Dalton Holtz, 44. Number 12, Parker Carlton, and 28, Buddy Clark. Corners will be Jake Clark, number 19, number 11, Charlie Dyer. And defensive will rotate between 17, Walker Davis, 14, Wade Haynes, and number 5, Connor Harwood. Those are your probable starters for this evening's game.
Ohuyabunya? That's what you're going
to look
at.
Ohuyabunwa. I'm going to call him CJ.
Okay. And then DG Okuncia.
Yeah. I hope maybe he won't play.
You hope he doesn't want to play. Keep him out of the lineup tonight?
Let's call him Jones.
Jones. There you go.
Echoes over getting this cooling toss, you think?
Well,
he's looking.
I don't see the captains out yet, but
they're getting a little ways to go.
I will tell you, we got the referees. The head referee, man in the white hat, is Alan Sargent. The umpire is Avery Niles. Headline judge is Tim Tipton. Line judge is Steve Ralston. Field judge is Danny Zimmer. And the side judge is Adam Minnick up there with you guys. And the clocks, on the electric clock, is Paula Tipton. And on the play clock, it's Jeff Eichler.
So Tim's
live, got a veteran,
right?
Yes.
Veteran crew here tonight.
Yes, for sure.
And that's a good one because it's a big game, Joe.
It is a huge game tonight, and these guys are – they're ready to play. I mean, you come out in the game, this is kind of what you wait for on Friday nights. Harper is to come into a game like this, you know, two teams undefeated in the region coming in and playing against each other, and having it here at the Brickyard, that's a big thing.
Well, in a way, it's kind of a blessing in disguise for each of the head coaches because this, it doesn't feel like it right now, but for the players, it's almost like a playoff game.
Yeah.
Because you were mentioning, Mike, just a moment ago when you were talking about certain guys in the lineup, hey, this guy's going to go to college here, and this guy's he's healthy and he can play. Who's your next guy up?
Yeah.
Who you're going to go? If they're going to cover Cable, does that mean that Jenkins or Kemp or Parker Carlton becomes your go-to guy in this game? You get to find out a lot about your lineup when they try to take away your leader and then they have someone else that's going to be open. Your quarterbacks are going to have to really make some quick and decisive decisions here. Especially early on in the ball game to kind of figure out how we're going to be able to score here this evening.
All right, walking out now with them.
Captains are for Great GAC, Gabe Daniels, number 5, Stephen Phillips, number 10, 14, Jaden Holland, and 56, Amari Hughes. For North Hall, you've got Charlie House, 0, Charlie Dyer, 11, Parker Carlton, 12, and Thomas Green, 59.
All right, we'll hear from Alan Sargent, the man in the white hat. And they'll get ready for the coin toss. GAC captain will call it. And we'll see who wins the toss here to start things off here on 97.5 Glory FM.
You shall step forward. We'll have a good time tonight. You're the visiting team. Eagle is tails. Men on the front head. Eagle is tails. On the front head. Crawling head.
And you may hear him talking to the GAC, their captains.
All right. Had Stephen Phillips, who is the GAC captain. He called heads, but it
came up tails.
North Hall's going to receive. Here.
All right, so what we'll do, we'll get ready to kick things off. It's North Hall and GAC back into this here on the Long Street Cafe pregame show.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Long Street Cafe.
Mary, did you know Long Street Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Millie's Drapery and Decorating. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And you can hear the excitement here in the background in the Brickyard at Lincoln Trail Stadium. It's the Spartans of GAC, the North Hall Trojans. We'll get ready to kick off Friday Night Football in North Georgia and bring you the play-by-play. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture, folks. You got GAC white tops, red pants, white headgear with the red numerals. North Hall all in green. The black helmets, white numbers, trimmed in gray tonight. Should be able to read them pretty good. Thank goodness Harper has got good eyes and should be able to help me out on the GAC side, but I can see North Hall. We're stationed around the 45. We moved up a little box here tonight. We're at the 45 here on the Old Fieldhouse end of the end zone. I guess that would be the north end. And we might get to see some northern lights here, Harper, later on. You could see them last night in North Georgia. So we have to wait till about 8:15 or so, but they were glowing pretty good in some places last night, so we might get a treat on our hands later this evening.
Well, Gary gave us the weather report, and he said there's not a cloud in the sky, and he was right about that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the first weather guy to get something right in quite a while.
Exactly.
We'll see if there's if the stadium lights put out too much light pollution to see the northern lights, but it'd be kind of cool. All that sun activity is what caused it. Hey, it looks like Christmas down here. We got all this red and green.
All right, for North Hall, back to receive. You've got Cole Cable, Luke Jenkins back to catch it. Actually, Ty Kemp is back there, I do believe, number 3, 1-3 is tonight. Yes, Luke, Cole Cable, and Ty Kemp kicking off for GAC is number 20, Graham Anand, A-N-A-N-D, number 20.
I look for it to go in the end zone, Joe.
It should.
North Hall wants the ball right off the bat.
Yep, they want to do something offensively, don't they? Let's see what they do. Anand gets ready to kick it. Toe meets leather, a little line drive right down the middle. It'll come down number 1. Mr. Cole Cable will take it. Comes up to the 20, the 25, the 30, and gets tackled right there at the 30-yard line by number 9 for GAC. That was Will Polehill on the kick team. North Hall with decent field position right there at the 30.
And that's the first surprise, Joe, right there. North Hall with good field position to start things off.
Yep, right there at the 30. That's a good place for them to be for sure. Usually we like for them to be in good field position. You got Cole Cable out on one side. You got two guys deep over here, Dawson Gray tied in on the far side. Quarterback is Slayman. Smith McGarvey. McGarvey's the quarterback. He takes it. Going to run the other direction. Up the numbers on the far side, 35, 36, out of bounds around the 38-yard line. Smith McGarvey, the left-handed quarterback, takes it, goes around the short end of the field, and Chandler Dawson runs him out of bounds.
And, guys, you heard on game plan with Coach Sean Pender, he says his idea tonight, game plan, is to attack.
Attack, attack. They get 7 yards on that first one, Gary.
Yeah, and it was a fake. And some of the defensive backs bit on the fake to the running back, which came around.
Parker Carlton in the backfield to the right of his quarterback. One man in motion. That was Kemp looking to pass. Now McGarvey drops the ball. Balls out. Who falls on it? GAC fell on it at the 34.
And one thing you couldn't do.
That was number 25, Reed Voiles, the 5'10", 200-pound junior inside linebacker. Ball just came out. There was no doubt about that.
Smith
was a pure fumble.
Yep, Smith had it out there, and it got poked out of his hand when it did. Reed Voiles just falls on it. Great field position for GAC. That's one thing you didn't want to do, either team, but they turn it over right there, and that'll be GAC's ball at the Trojan 35. Tommy Young will bring him out in the quarterback. He's got number 4, Maceo Woodward, in his running back, and he is right basically behind off the right side of his quarterback. 3 wideouts, one guy at a slot position. Quarterback Young hands off to Woodward. Woodward runs it off to the right side. North Hall hits him hard around the 34. Ball popped out, but they're saying he was down. That was Jake Clark made the hit over there and knocked him down for a yard gain at the 34. Second down, 9 yards to go for the Spartans.
Boy, good pursuit there by the linebackers. When the initial handoff takes place, Maceo Woodward's about 3 yards in the backfield, and he wants to take it to the outside, but the linebackers were able to meet him at the line of scrimmage for a minimal gain.
4 wideouts this time for the Spartans. Quarterback's going to take it. Quarterback sneaky wrapped up right there at the 34-yard line and driven back. They'll hold it up right there, I think. Finally, held the whistle. 35, Tanner White, one of the defensive ends, comes in, wraps him up.
He grabbed him right around the shoulders, Joe, and just would not let go. And then the rest of the team got him and threw him back. That was good defense. You know they're trying to put a hat on that ball, too, when they can. See if they can get it back.
Spreading it out with 3 on the near side, ball on the fall hash mark. 1 guy wide. Woodward is the running back on the left of the quarterback. Quarterback's going to throw it. Intercepted at the 28, up the sideline, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25. Woodward's going to knock him down. That was number 11, Charlie Dyer with the interception.
It's Charlie Dyer listed at 5'11", 163 pounds, and he was just right there. It looked like he threw it to him.
He snuck right in front of the intended receiver down there, Gary. Beautiful job by Charlie to read it. And he just shot right in front of him, Mark Harper, and took off.
Boy, when Tommy Young let go of that ball, and he's a left-handed quarterback, he throws a little like Steve Young, kind of like a sidearm thing. But as soon as he let go of that, I think he said, uh-oh. I think that's exactly what he said, because his receiver went a little bit further than where he needed to be. They had to get 9 yards. The receiver went about 10, but that throw was for someone that was going to be about 7 yards.
McGarvey with Carlton in the backfield, one man in motion. McGarvey's going to take it around the far side to the 10, the 8, knocked out of bounds around the 6-yard line.
Well, both teams in their first possession turn the ball over North Hall now with outstanding field position looking for a touchdown.
Second possession started. This one after the interception down around the 10 is second and goal down there, Mike, around the 7-yard line.
That was Michael, Stephen Phillips. Stephen Michael Phillips, one of the ones that shoved him out right there.
Parker Crofton in at running back. Croft comes out of the game. You've got Cole Cable on the near side, along with Ty Kemp. R.J. Dalton in the backfield. Goal to number 12, Parker, down to the 1.
Boy,
Parker, good job out there.
Straight up the middle. Parker Carlton, what a tough runner. He is so close to getting into the end zone. They're going to mark him down at the 1.
We've seen him run it since about the second or third game. He's done real well. Since that Cherokee Bluff game, he run the ball extremely well.
He just runs hard. He runs like someone wants to steal his birthday. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he's big. And he may not be the fastest, but he's fast enough. But he has no problem with contact. He'll be on the left-hand side of his quarterback here.
Third and goal at the 1. R.J. into the slot. Going to hand off to Parker again. Touchdown, standing up. Parker Carlton puts the Trojans on the board. 1 yard run on about a, what, 9.5 yard drive.
Well, we call it in basketball, Joe, points after a turnover.
Yep.
That's what North Hall gets here in the first quarter.
Well, and you know that you're watching the guys out there. Tanner White, who got that big stop down there earlier before the turnover. Tanner was fired up when he came out. He was hitting people on the shoulder pads. Extremely fired up tonight. Blake Carmona, the extra point kicker, up way high on the old top of the old press field house. It's good. 7-0 Trojans with 9:21.
And we're back in 1 minute here live from North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Daniels and Griggs back, because I'm going to have a flag with an offsides on North Hall.
Offsides against the Trojans.
And they'll push it back to the 35. Blake Carmona ready to kick it. And one of the side guys got a little anxious there, didn't they, Harper?
He stopped that play cold turkey. The ball hadn't even hit the ground yet.
Yeah, it was a short one. It's going to come down around the 28 down there, but he stopped it before anybody could ever touch it.
Yeah, a lot of height to the kick, but not much distance.
Griggs and Daniels are your deep men. They're standing now about the 20 and the 25, respectfully. Carmona stands at the...
Seems like they don't have a problem kicking it to Daniels.
No.
But they don't want him to catch it at full speed. You want to make him move off his spot and change the blocking format.
See what they do right here is Carmona... attacks the football right here. A little bit longer, higher kick, giving his team to get down there. That's Griggs at the 11, the 15. That is Daniels on the far side, up to the 50, the 45, and finally knocked out of bounds on the North Hall 40. What a return by Daniels. Boy, he guy can fly around the far side.
He took the words right out of my mouth. Man, did he take off. That was an acceleration right there.
Note
and I think
self.
It was the kicker who had to knock him out of bounds.
If you're the special teams coach for North Hall right now, note, don't kick it to him.
Don't kick it to him anymore.
Yeah. I'm okay with you not doing that.
Don't do a high one, unless you kick a worm burner, as I call them.
You don't want to get the kid that's going to Syracuse to get him all hot and bothered and want to change his commitment to something a little closer.
Four wideouts, ball on the far hash mark. Young takes the snap. Looks to throw over to this side. Complete over here to number 23, Griggs. Griggs catches it around the 38, makes it up to about the 34, maybe the 33-yard line.
That was Walker Davis up the bottom there, 6'2", 170-pound junior DB. But I tell you, when he threw it to the receiver had to go up on the ladder a little bit, didn't he, Joe? Get up there and snatch it. Jack Griggs did a good job to bring that ball down.
Got about 6.5, almost 7 yards now. Woodward is the running back on the left. He gets the ball. Man's in the backfield. No, the quarterback took it. He run it, Young. Great fake, and beat faked me out terribly bad. I thought Woodward had it, and one of the North Hall players bid on it. Young took it and got across the 25 down to the 23-yard line. What a great fake.
Yeah, and North
Matthew
Hall
Arceo got the tackle.
No, North Hall better be careful. He was already down, and somebody else
came on top.
Came on top of the pile. Well, let's just say it was a judgment call.
10-yard pickup on that. First down and 10. Ball's at the 23-yard line. Young, Woodward on one side. I mean, Woodward gets the handoff this time. One man's trying to get him. He stiff arms him. Goes around the far side. He's hit. After about an 8 or 9 yard pickup, he runs out of bounds around the 15-yard line. Charlie Dyer knocks him out of bounds.
Yeah, Dalton Hulsey, 44 over there, too, trying to close down that sideline. Boy, GAC showed me some speed.
Oh, yeah. And that Woodward, he gets around the corner. Great stiff arm on one of the North Hall players right there trying to come up to Buddy Clark, trying to make an 8 yard gain. Second down and 2 now for the Spartans. Young with one back behind him, two wideouts, one on either side. Tight end in motion, going to give off to Woodward. Woodward's going to go right to the middle, going to get the first down really close down there. I believe he's down to about the 14. They're stopping it, so I believe they'll say it's the first down.
Yeah, and one of the North Halls, I think one of the guys that helped make the tackle, the big one of the big linemen, 95, Dawson Reed, his helmet came off, so he's got to come out.
Ah, so number 60 will come in for him right there. That's going to be Jacob Wright, a junior, will come in.
Did not get the first down, Joe.
Oh, they short by maybe 2 feet.
By 2 feet.
Yep, three. Third down now. North Hall said bring them all up in the box. One guy back looking to play, got a receiver on either side. One way out here at the numbers, one on the other side. Going to hand off to Woodward. Woodward trying to go across the far side. He gets the first down inside the 10, down to about the 7. First down for the Spartans.
Boy, the tight end, this is a short side of the field. The ball was on the right hash. They're going from right to left across your radio dial. So he runs to his right, which is the GAC sideline. Good pin block there by the tackle and the tight end to keep anyone from North Hall from getting to the outside. And gets the first down and then some. Woodward's a nice fast runner, and he plants that right foot, boom, gets up the field.
7:37 in the quarter, first and goal down at the 6. Young takes it, gives it to Woodward. Woodward's going to get hit in the backfield. Good job by North Hall that time to track him down as number 17 comes in there and makes the tackle. That was Walker Davis, one of the leaders on the defensive side of the football for the Trojans.
Yeah, McKinley Kemp, same thing, senior linebacker, just jetted through a gap that the linemen weren't ready for. So you had pressure in the backfield, and you forced Woodward to just basically survive and get back to the line of scrimmage. He loses a yard there on that
he
one.
He did. Second down and goal, balls around the 7 now instead of the 6. Young's going to be up under center. Let's see what he does. Two wideouts. Woodward by going to throw a floater right over in the far side out of bounds. He'll make it third down. He's trying to do a fade, but he threw that fade way out there to the out-of-bounds man. Gabe Daniels, intended receiver that time. You know, you said something there a second ago, and, of course, it makes me feel really old that you said McKinley Kemp, a senior. Well, I've known his dad since they were like 6 years old, so that does make me feel old now.
Now, were you older than them, too?
I'm older than the Kemp guys. Yeah, Joe and James.
And both second-generation Trojans.
Exactly.
Their dad played here.
Yep.
Interesting formation. Two tights. Bunch to the left.
One on the far side, right under center. Back to pass. Young throws. Oh, knocked down by 3 Trojans right there at the end zone line. Wow.
Oh, he threw it in the crowd.
He did.
Had 3 green shirts and only 1 white, and he threw it to the greens.
He did.
I think we may see a field goal here.
Jake Clark in there on it. They're going to go for the three, I believe. It's fourth and goal at the eight. Good job by North Hall. Just watch for the fake, fellas. Make sure they're not doing anything goofy out there. You'll have the place kicker is Graham Anand.
24-yard attempt.
Number 20. Right footer. Almost straight on kicker. Snap, the hole, the kick. Did he go through? No, that's no good.
Wide left.
Yeah, wide to the left. No good. The Trojans hole with 6:46.
So North Hall gets it on the 20-yard line, leading 7-0 here in the first quarter of play. We'll keep it right here.
That's a big stop for North Hall right there, Harper, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right there they get that long run. They have a short field right there, first and goal. Lose a yard on it, can't convert on it, and then hold them on the
Sometimes the kicker will get the yips because when you're too close and there's a sharp angle, the ball was on the hash mark and it was a short kick, but he just mishit it. As soon as it came off his foot, it looked like it was a sideways spiral like a helicopter blade.
It's a hook in golf. Instead of a slice, it was a hook, folks, is what it was. I've hit a couple of those in my day.
And a right-footed kicker and trying to kick to his left. That was tricky.
McGarvey hands off to his running back. Jenkins trying to get around. He's not going to do it. As the big man's going to knock him back a real heavy right there.
R.J. Dalton
was a running back. Excuse me.
No, I asked Coach Pinder on game plan about, okay, do you try to shorten the game and keep the ball away from the GAC offense? He says, no, Mike, we're going to go at it. We're going to attack.
That was Reed Boyles. The guy's already recovered a fumble. 5'10", 200-pounder junior on that stop. Man, he did it with authority, didn't he?
Cherokee Bluff up on Monroe area. 7-0. Looking to pass. McGarvey throws it long way down the field. A kick. He caught it. He dropped it. Oh, man. Got knocked out of his hands.
Oh, great defense.
Yeah. Number 17, Cole Cable was the intended receiver. Number 17 back there is the one that knocked it out of his hands, it looked like. And that is Adrian Hughes.
I think it was two.
Was it two that knocked it out?
Yeah. Dawson. I think that's a two on his jersey.
Chandler Dawson.
Well, that ball was well thrown, about 45 yards in the air.
They were both there, Joe, but I think one of them put a hand on it. As soon as his hand touched it, the GAC defender hand hit it. So it never had control.
Just like that, Monroe area and Cherokee Bluff tied at 7. Parker Carlton back in it, running back. He's going to split out. No, he's going to be over on the right-hand side of his quarterback, McGarvey. North Hall with 2-3 wideouts looking. Now he's looking to throw. Got it to Kemp right up there around the 30. And they're going to, the coaches are saying first down, and they're going to say it's at the 31, so it'll be a first down for the Trojans.
Ruled inbounds when he caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And Harper Lucas right here, if you think about when North Hall using two quarterbacks, you got one who can fling it. Okay, can the other do the same thing? And that'd be something, I think, for the GAC defense to look at.
One's right-handed, one's left-handed, too. And, you know, it comes off the hand a little differently, and that's something just takes a little get used to from those receivers, Harper.
Yeah.
Comes a different rotation coming out there.
Well, you learn the first couple of days of your training camp in the summer, you better not drop a ball, or
exactly.
Coach is going to find somebody else.
Three wideouts, two on the far side. Carlton right up the middle, going to get 2 yards, and then that host of white jerseys stops him about the 32-yard line, maybe the 33. Give him 2 yards, second down 8 with 5:46.
You know, both these teams play a real similar style, guys. Mm-hmm. Really, real physical on both sides of the ball. They don't mind getting around the ball and putting a hat on you.
And North Hall, who we normally see playing a 3-4 defense, lined up as a 4-3 tonight. GAC in a 3-4, really a 4-3 because they got four guys up with hands on the ground. Scott McGarvey rolls to the far side.
Uh-oh.
One man's going to eat him up right there at the 22-yard line. That was number 53. Micah Pryor knocks him down. He's slow to get up. But he rolled out there, and Pryor just caught him, Gary.
I don't think anybody touched Pryor. And he's a load at 6'3", 255. McGarvey didn't have a chance.
McGarvey comes all the way over to see what's going on. R.J. Dalton is third down and about 17 yards to go, a loss of 10 on the play.
That's what happens when you play a lot of linebackers off the line like that. Mm-hmm. You do that 3-4.
Somebody can sneak through there.
That's right. And when you start blitzing, somebody's got to pick them up. And if they don't, that's what happens.
McGarvey back there. He's got one guy to block him back. That's Reed or Gray, excuse me. That's Parker. His shovel pass to Parker. Carlton Parker trying to get a few yards back. And he's not going to get but two or three of those back. He crossed the 25 out to about the 27. Little shovel pass in there. He caught it. But only got about three of those yards back. So North Hall will have to punt the football right now.
Wow, that was either a little bit of ESP or just a great defensive call, but they loaded up the center and came right at the back after he got that shovel pass. There was nowhere for him to go. There were like four guys around him when he caught the ball.
Walker Vining, number 85, will be punting the football. Gabe Daniels will be back to receive it. He just was on about the 39. Vining, high kick, but not too long. Going to hit about the 45 and roll. Takes a North Hall roll. Daniels picks it up. Somebody's got to knock him down. That man can fly the 40, the 45, and runs out of bounds around the 50-yard line. He can scoot on that right there, Harper. He got caught it around the 39 and took off the sideline.
Well, he looked like he was backing up.
Yeah.
And then he just fielded it and took off, Harper.
That ball hit the ground and took a very favorable roll for North Hall, but Daniels picks it up at about the 32-yard line, give or take, just sprints to the sideline and then plants that foot, gets upfield. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 48. I thought he got to the 50, but obviously I'm a little bit wrong. But, yeah, he's got great speed and very aggressive with the football. That might come into play later on.
Like a 41-yard punt and about an 18-yard return.
Young, the quarterback with four wideouts, throws it to one right over there, and he catches it. That is number nine, Polehill, caught it and got about a five-yard gain. Second down and five across midfield down to the 47. Score from Oconee County. The Warriors from Oconee County, 15. The West Hall Spartans, nothing. Monroe area, Cherokee Bluff tied at 7. Half Central over Alcovy, 7-0. 7-0 here with 3:20. North Hall in the lead.
Empty backfield,
three wideouts, one man in a slot. Young looking, guys coming on him. A bunch of green got past him. Young throws it, and it'll be out of bounds on the far sideline. He just wanted to get rid of that one. Massey O. Woodward, the intended receiver that time.
Yeah, but he threw it about 8 yards in front of him. You're right. He was running for his life and wanted to get rid of it. He won't take a sack.
Had three green jerseys that really should have tackled him around the 45 or 43-yard line right there, Harper, and just all missed him. He did a good job of missing, avoiding the tackles.
Yeah, he did a good job of squaring his shoulders up, but he was going as a left-handed quarterback to his right, so it's a very difficult throw to make it correctly, and he ends up throwing it out of bounds, and that's the safe thing to do.
Woodward, the single setback on the left, four wideouts. Young back to throw, steps up, got time. Now he's going to go down.
Tripped it.
A lot of
balls out.
North Hall, the ball came out. North Hall says they got it, and waiting on the official. North Hall has the football at the 50.
Second turnover of the first quarter for the Spartans.
I think it might have been Hunter Robertson, 55, who came up with that ball. He came up looking like he was the guy that recovered it. Yeah, a couple of costly turnovers for the Spartans here.
Yeah, how about that?
They've had an interception, a missed field goal, and now a fumble.
First down, ball's nose of the, is right on the 50 on the North Hall side. North Hall will take over. You've got Alex Schleyman coming in, R.J. Dalton in. Schleyman, first action of the night with McKinley Kemp, Parker Carlton in the backfield, Cole Cable out there.
Parker's a wing right
Ty
now.
Ty Kemp.
Watch him go in motion.
Give him a little different look with Schleyman.
Parker in motion. Schleyman looking to throw, got it over to Kemp. Kemp to the 45, to the 40. Oh, got tripped up. That was Cole Cable that caught the football. I said Kemp, didn't I? Cole Cable caught it and got tripped up right at the 35. A big first down for the 15-yard pickup for the big green team.
Schleyman's throwing motion. He just slings it, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He stepped up and zipped that ball over here to Cable.
Again, look at that one-on-one matchup with Cable and the defensive man from GAC.
Schleyman in the shotgun. Carlton comes up to his right. Four wideouts. Schleyman looking. Throws it again just out of bounds. Just out of the reach of number 12, Parker Carlton that time.
He hurt his throw, Joe. He was open. And he just he let him too much.
Yep. Looked like he threw it a little out in front of him that time.
Oh, yeah. He let him about 3 yards too much, but he was open. That was a completable route right there.
Raven on top of Oglethorpe County, 13-0. Parker Carlton in the backfield on the left side of Alex this time. Four wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark. Schleyman had delayed handoff to Carlton. Carlton got tripped up around the 32 and goes down. But he got 3 yards. Tried to do a little delayed handoff right there. Carlton got it and got to the 31.5. Give him about, they're going to say 3.5 yards. It'll be third down in a long 7.
I guess that's a shotgun version of the counter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where you just start to the left, hand it, and your running back takes off back to the right.
2 minutes exactly left here in the first quarter. North Hall leads it 7-0. 1-2-3-4 wide eyes. Carlton in the slot, empty backfield. Schleyman looks, 9 on the play clock. 7 on the play clock. Schleyman takes it with 5. Looks, got a man coming on him. Got to step up in the middle. Man's wide open. Hold on to the football. He's going to get drugged down around the 32-yard line. Slaw, number 13 that time, came in and made the stop. That's CJ.
CJ
made the tackle.
Ohuobunya.
Yep, made the tackle.
Well, CJ did a great job of getting into the backfield.
Well, that
beat
was
the tackle on that one, Gary, and forced any quarterback into doing second, third, fourth, whatever your other options are, because you didn't have time. You had to get rid of that football.
Well, not only that, I think his men were covered too. So he was trying to look and see if he had anybody to throw it to, and he didn't, so he just had to eat that one.
Dalton and Parker Carlton in the backfield, one on either side of Schleyman. Schleyman takes it. Going to look. They got him back there for extra protection. Throws it down the field. The man got a flag.
Oh, yeah.
As number two, Chandler Dawson runs into the intended receiver, Cole Cable.
I mean, that, you know.
Defensive pass interference, that's almost automatic, isn't it?
Well, I think Mike Walford made that call.
It's 15 yards at first down for North Hall.
I'm telling you, it was. I think it was inadvertent. I don't think he meant to, but, yeah, hey, it still doesn't matter.
Still, exactly.
Well, I thought it was more of the feet getting tangled up in Cole Cable not able to keep his feet, but ball
North
goes
Hall
down inside the 20. They're in the red zone.
Ball's down at the 17. 57 seconds left here, but they can take their time because you got the second quarter rolling over. North Hall up by a touchdown right here. Four wideouts, three on the far side, ball on the near hash mark. One setback, that's Carlton, over to the right of the quarterback, Schleyman. Schleyman takes the ball, hands off to Carlton. Carlton trying to go through. He's going to get down to about the 14. A lineman's helmet came off. Cooper Parsonette. That's what I'm going to say, P-A-R-S-O-N-N-E-T-T.
Yeah, I think he was the one that made the tackle, too. Yeah. It was a crack opened up for Parker Carlton just by a split second, and then it closed right back down.
Big offensive lineman Nick Sanders, helmet popped off, so he has to come out of the game. Hawthorne will come back in. 46 seconds, clock runs. Schleyman with it, looks to pass. He's got a man open on the far side. Yes, he caught it. That was number 9, Ethan Croft, caught it. And he's going to be right at the first down marker. I believe he has it.
I'll tell you, I thought there was no way he was getting to that ball.
First down, Trojans, yeah.
It was way out in front of him.
Exactly.
He just ran it down.
Yep. Ran it down right there at the 12-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Trojans. And ball will be at, I said, 12. Ball's at the 7.
Hate to correct you, but it doesn't look like they gave him the yardage that he needed to.
Yep.
The official, yeah, fourth. Yeah. Is it fourth?
No, it's going to be first.
Third.
It's just going to be first down,
okay,
right there inside.
He
the
got overruled.
Yeah.
The one right over there, yeah, it was very interesting late call. So the ball's at the 8-yard line. Seven.
Yep, ball's at the 7. One man in the backfield. That's going to be number 29, Dalton. Dalton's going to get down to the 5 and try to go side to side and get drug out of bounds over there by number that 12, Ralphie Blakely. Defensive back comes up and rides him out of bounds.
That's
second
the
down
quarter,
and goal. 33 seconds left.
So the play clock does.
They ran out of bounds, so the play clock's running, but the game clock is off right now.
Yep.
Hawthorne comes out. 23, Joe, Justin Allen comes in the game.
They gave him 2. It's second goal from the 5 now.
Matthew Arceo comes in. He's going to come in and block him back. We saw that a few weeks ago. Number 3.
Dawson Gray also.
Ty Kemp comes out.
Big tight end.
Two guys in the backfield. Going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton tries to go through. Touchdown, Trojans! Waited just to make sure the umpire threw his hands up on the side judge, and he does. 13-0 Trojans. Carlton, nice job behind Weaver and Hawthorne right there to get the touchdown.
Well, now North Hall has scored on both of the turnovers by GAC.
And both on runs by Parker Carlton. That second touchdown of the night. He scored from the 1, and now he scored from the 5.
Blake Carmona back to kick. Number 8 for North Hall. Smith McGarvey will do the holding. Snap, kick is up, and it is good. No good, they say. No good. It's 13-0 Trojans with 28 seconds left.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue. 97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Jaden Daniels got the kick of the worm burners that came down there. He's one of the upbacks, got it, ran around the far side, picked up around the 28-yard line and got out to the 42, but they didn't do a high arching one that time. They did a, well, I call them worm burners, right along the top of the turf. 36 is where it's going to be placed at.
Well, hey, North Hall defense has seen what you can, they can do with kicks and punts that they field.
Yep. Let's keep it low and see what happens right there. But GAC will have it with 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Wesleyan leads Kings Ridge. Lumpkin County leads Johnson 21-0. Young with Woodward on to his left side. Three wideouts for the Spartans. Woodward trying to come to this side. Parker Carlton came up having a huge game so far and knocks him back. How about a yard? How about that? They're going to give him forward progress to the 36, but his second down.
Well, you know, it's like he knew what was coming, Gary.
Yeah, and you lose track of the fact that Parker Carlton's a pretty good-sized kid.
That's the end of the first quarter right there.
He can smack
it. It's 13-0 North Hall over GAC. Back in the second quarter here on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
A great first quarter for North Hall, leading 13-0 as we start the second quarter.
GAC has it second down, 10 yards to go, balls on their own 36-yard line. Young, the left-hander, back to pass, getting pushed out of the pocket. Charlie House chasing him, throws it at the last minute, complete, I think. They're going to say, no, he was out of bounds. Wow, that's good because he's only about a yard short of the first down marker. Charlie House chasing him, he had to sling it over there to his intended receiver. I believe it was Will Polhill that time.
You know, Charlie moves pretty good for a 230-pound
guy. Yeah, he does. Charlie gets around pretty good, showing that athleticism, agility, if you will.
That second-generation ability.
Yeah, exactly. You get it from his dad, you reckon?
His mama was a pretty good athlete,
yes, she
if I
was.
Remember.
Yes,
it's from the coffee side of the family.
Yeah. 11:53, 13-0. North Hall in the lead. Young, back with four wideouts. Ball almost in the center of the field. Young going to step up. Got grabbed from behind. Slug down. Charlie House.
Just talked about him. Had a hold of that shoulder pad.
Wow.
And got him a big old handful of jersey. And then Dawson Reed came in to help him out. But I tell you, Charlie had a grip on that. He wasn't turning loose.
But look, he's a nose tackle, guys.
Yeah.
And beats his man there through the gap. And he's able to get in the backfield as quick as anybody.
Gets a hold of that jersey up high. And he would not let go. And then Dawson Reed finishes him off right there. Back to punt is Cooper And Ty Kemp is back to receive it.
That's
Cooper,
you need Parsonet. To teach these kids, Joe. You know, every tackle doesn't have to be a form tackle pretty. You just got to grab something and not let go.
Yeah. North Hall takes a timeout with 4 seconds on the play clock right there. They must have saw something that they weren't familiar with, 11-13
well,
here in the second quarter.
They had 12 guys. So
oh, they had 12? Yeah. Gotcha. That answers that question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That punt block ready to roll. And unfortunately, that 12th guy might have come in and caused an injury. So
we see North Hall right now, guys, playing with a lot of heart and passion.
Yep, East Hall over Jefferson. First quarter, 7-0.
Sorry, Gary. Go Vikings.
Lumpkin County over Johnson, 21-0. Habersham, 14-0 on Alcovey. Raven County over Oglethorpe County, 21-7. Cherokee Bluff, 14-7 on Monroe area. And a huge game down there at Cherokee Bluff tonight at Yona Field.
Yep.
North Oconee 7-0 at Eastside. Oconee County 15-0 over West Hall in the first quarter.
Well, the one thing about Monroe area, guys, you know they're always going to have speed.
Yep.
Always. Terrible.
Parsonet. Bad snap. Hit the ground. A man back there on him is North Hall. Three or four guys tackling. Back inside the 20 at the 16-yard line.
Another turnover.
Wow. It's not number 17, Walker Davis, was the lead tackler in there with several other green jerseys.
Well, Robbie Lee, one of the defensive linemen, the 205-pounder, had him around the waist, too. And you're right, Joe, then there was a crowd. And a terrible snap. It was way over his head.
Wow. Amazing. North Hall has it, first and 10 in Spartan territory with 11:06 down at the 16-yard line. Schliemann in there with number two, Luke Jenkins, the running back, four wideouts. Looking to throw it. Schliemann going to throw a fade over the top. Nobody's not there. I believe it was intended to Cable, but Cable kind of ran out and then down that time, and it was over his head in the back of the end zone.
I thought he was running a post and he was running a flag.
Well, out and up, and he let go of the ball a little bit early, did Schliemann. And he threw a little bit too deep. But read the coverage well. You had man-to-man out there all by yourself. But when you got a guy as good as Gabe Daniels, who's that one man-to-man, he can cover a heck of a lot of space out there.
Croft and Ty Kemp on the near side. McKinley, Kemp, Cable on the other side. Schliemann throws it over here to Jenkins. Jenkins down to the 10, the 8, the 5, and knocked down to the 4.
First down.
Number 2. For them makes the tackle. That's Chandler Dawson, a cornerback for GAC, made the tackle. It'll be North Hall's ball, first and 10 down at the 4-yard line of GAC with 10:51.
He was breaking tackles till his opposite number brought him down. I'll tell you, that was a tough run.
Cable out, Kemp in, Arceo going to come in the game as a blocking back. Schliemann in, they're going to put Arceo over it, kind of in a slot position, blocking back position. You got Carlton on one side and then Dalton on the other. Arceo flip-flops from left to right. Schliemann with the football. Hands off to Carlton. Carlton looking for a hole. Touchdown! Parker Carlton walking into the end zone from 4 yards out.
Third touchdown of the night for Parker. It's 1-5 and now 4 yards.
Great blocking on that far side there, fellas. Eli Hamm, Weaver, Hawthorne, Dawson, Gray. And then you bring the big man, Matthew Arceo, in there to help on the blocking right there. They opened up a big hole where I might could have got on that one.
See, they go for two.
Nope,
they're just going to go for the one right here.
What a great job of reading and just skating down the line of scrimmage. Everybody had down blocks along the right-hand side, and they did a terrific job of just eliminating anyone in a white jersey.
Carmona kick up, and it is good. 20-0 with 10:23 North Hall lead.
And we're back after this 1 minute timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Back here, Carmona ready to kick, 10-23. Got Griggs and Daniels, but I guarantee you it won't go to either one of them. It's going to be another worm burner up the middle. Going to take it by an up back right there at the 31. Going to have an offsides again on North Hall.
Now somebody's getting a little bit anxious.
Yep. And you don't really have to do that, especially now that you're doing the worm burner, as I call it down there, I don't think, Harper.
Kick it again from 35.
You wouldn't think, but someone didn't get the memo. So
they'll kick it from the 35. Right there, square in the middle of the field. Carmona ready.
The senior wearing, I'm going to call those lime green shoes with dark green jersey. Yeah.
Definitely soccer shoes. I would wager to guess that Blades also plays a little soccer here for the Trojans. 10-22.
You think?
Yeah. 20-0. Trojans with an early lead here in the first half. Still a lot of football left to play. Everybody's scooted up about 10 yards. Carmona hits that one high in the air. It's going to come down to Griggs on his far side. Griggs to the 8, the 10. The 15 going across the far side. Got tripped up around. Ooh, he got stuck.
Yeah,
that
wasn't
tripped up. That was number
50, Robbie
50,
Lee.
Robbie Lee stuck him hard right at the 23-yard line.
And what happened, Cason Haynes on the kick coverage team, guys, hit him at the ankles, and then he went up in the air, and then Lee just nailed him in midair.
Harper, here's a question for GAC. The way they've been playing tonight is okay. Do you start getting to a funk? What can we do to correct this? Because they've got 3 turnovers and a missed field goal.
Yeah, you're thinking it can't get any worse than this, right? Well, let's see what they got. They got to just – I'd go with some simple plays right now, get a couple of first downs, and just build your confidence back.
3 wideouts, 1 man in motion. Got a handoff to that man in motion. That was Get Daniels trying to go around the far side. He's going up the far side and got a first down and got run out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Wow, quick burst of speed. He hit the corner right there, Gary, and just like he was shot out of a gun.
Yes, he did, and it was just a handoff on the end-around play. And let me pick up on what Harper's talking about. Get the confidence back. If you're GAC, the bad news is, man, we're down by 20. But the good news is we've done this to ourselves.
Yep.
We quit doing that kind of stuff, and we couldn't even convert on a field goal. So we need to correct the mistakes that we're making. We're back in the game. A lot of football left to be played.
First down ball at the 34. Young going to hand off to another man. He gets tackled in the backfield that time.
Oh, nobody touched number 35 who came through there. Tanner White. On the blitz,
end.
Just nailed
him.
Well, go back. We mentioned in the pregame, guys, defense. And North Hall is doing a whale of a job here in the first half.
Jack Griggs, the man in motion. I'm sorry, Gary.
I just said we talked about that. Yes, we did. Who's going to have the best defense tonight?
Dropped 4 yards on that. Good job by Tanner White, knocking for a 4-yard loss. Be second down and 14, 9:39 in the quarter.
Well, we've seen them against Chastity, against East Hall, and here tonight. The defensive line and the linebackers, when they blitz, boy, can they get to the quarterback.
One man kind of flip-flop from one side to the other, going to hand off to Woodward. That was great. Ball came out. The quarterback, Young, had to fall on it in a hurry. And they knock him back down to the 20-yard line is where the official said it is.
They're just what our brother Ron Poole used to call the jailbreak blitz.
Yep.
Parker Carlton was in the backfield before anything was happening with GAC.
All right, Gary, if I can use a North Hall term, they're teeing off on him.
Yep. Knock him back for 3-4 more yards. The ball is now third down at the 21, 8-yard loss on that last play. So it is third down and a ways. About 21 on this one. 4 wideouts, 1 running back. Young, the left-handed quarterback, takes it. He's going to get rushed. He throws it over to the far side. Is that
good
Griggs?
Call.
He's going to get
good
to the 40.
Call.
The 45. Oh, a man caught him from behind. Just shy of the first down.
Boy, what a nice call.
Got
blitzers coming left and right. Everybody was trying to get to the quarterback, and you end up just dumping a little screen pass off. I want to say that was
Walker Davis comes up there and saves it, didn't he?
Pierce Wilson is number 28.
He's a receiver.
No, I'm sorry. It was 23.
Jack Griggs?
Yeah, it was Griggs.
Griggs caught it and almost got the first down, like 2 yards. So he got 19 of the 21.
Walker Davis caught him. He was off to the races, brothers.
They're going to go for it, guys.
4th and 2.
Ball's at the 42.
3 wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. Young
trying to get him to jump.
8:06 in the quarter. Now he looks going to be a timeout. GAC with 8:06 in the quarter.
We'll take it with them with the score, North Hall 20, GAC nothing. We're back in a minute with more on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Barsonette's kick is going to knock it back down to number three for North Hall. Caught it right there. Ty Kemp, he caught it around the 23, made it back to the 24. A 34-yard kick by Barsonette. And then North Hall will take over with 7:55 remaining at their own 24-yard line, up 20-0.
That was Dre Quinn on the kick coverage team. All these guys from GAC are similar size. Quinn's 6'3", 215. Kick coverage. He had him around the waist, too, guys, and just wouldn't let him go. Slung him down.
Smith McGarvey back in at quarterback. Three wideouts. One man over to his right. He got Cable in motion. Cable gets the flip. Cable goes around, trying to go around the far side. Got a flag. Going to be a hole or an illegal block on North Hall because it came from the side judge. And it looks like Adrian Hughes comes in and makes the tackle for GAC, but the flag going to come in around the 23-yard line. I think it's going to be a illegal block on the Trojans right there. The side judge was very emphatic the way he threw. It's going to be a hold on North Hall. And first penalty, I think, of the night, isn't it?
It is.
For the Trojans?
Offensively, it is.
Yep. 7:47. And they'll have to march that one off from the 24. They'll go 14 down to the 14. So it'll be first down now and 20 from the 14. Didn't want to see that. You got 7:47. You're up 20. Now you just got to play smart and get that first down. You got four plays to do it. Because Sean Pender, just take your time and get up there. You don't have to get it all back in one time. Luke Jenkins in the backfield. Over to the right. Three guys, two stacked on top of each other on the far side receivers. One guy in motion. That's going to be one of the Kemps. He's going to come in at the 20. The 17, 18, 19-yard line is number three, Ty Kemp. He gets about five or six of those backs. It'll be second down and 14 now for the Trojans.
Phillips on the stop, guys.
Phillips on the stop. Steven Phillips and Reed Voiles are their leading tacklers on the season. Luke Jenkins in the backfield again. One, two, three, four wideouts for the Trojans. Cable, Kemp, Croft, and Kemp. Back to pass. The left-hander McGarvey looking. Now he's got to roll out to the near side. Looking to throw. He's just going to have to. He's in and out of the hands of number nine right there, Ethan Croft. He just had to get rid of that one right there, Harper. Or he was going to get eat up.
Well, he was smart to get rid of the ball. Good pressure there, especially by number 11. That's Zach Adams. Zach did a great job from the outside. He's listed as a tight end and a defensive end. He's only a junior. He got right around the left tackle and forced out of the pocket, left hand throwing McGarvey, and now that's going to force third down. They still need about 14.
The play clock's running. They're down at 10. Run some guys. I believe Coach Pender might have to call a timeout, and they do. North Hall calls a timeout right there with 6:53 remaining in the quarter.
And we'll take this time a 30-second timeout. Nathan, back with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
And back here at the Brickyard, 6:53 left in until halftime. North Hall leads it 20-0. They have the football. Third down, about 15 yards to go. Monroe area is trying to get back in the game. Cherokee Bluff leads it 21-0 now in the second quarter. Raven County on top of Oglethorpe County, 28-7. Denmark on top of Forsyth Central, 17-0. Hab Central, 21-3 on top of Alcobe. Luke Jenkins in the backfield. McGarvey takes it. Looks. Got a man coming, throws it behind him. Ooh, and good defensive play. The ball came out.
Ball's out.
Who's got to get on it? GAC falls on it. They're going to say, yeah, GAC fell on it after it came out. The ball was complete, but the man hit him low right there. It was complete over there to Jenkins, but it came out, and there's a turnover. GAC recovers at the North Hall 16-yard line.
Boy, Reed Boyles was there to pick it up, right?
Yeah, Reed Boyles, that's his second fumble recovery of the night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow, yeah. He had it and definitely made a move. He had control, and the ball, somebody put that hat on it, and the ball just pops right out. So now GAC with a chance to capitalize on a North Hall turnover.
6:43. Ball's on the North Hall 16. Lumpkin County Indians up on Johnson to buy a bunch. Chandler Dawson in the backfield. Young throws it on the far side. Running, the guy catches it on the far side. 10-5, that is Gabe Daniels. Down inside the 5, down to about the 2.
Well, they got down really close a while ago and had to settle for a field goal attempt, which was wide left.
Daniels is down.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's already been hurt this season, too, Harper.
Ankle.
Ooh, not good. Prayers go for him.
Got a timeout on the field right here, Mike, as they tend to him right on the edge of the sideline.
Let's do it again. Let's take another 30-second timeout, Nathan. You're tuned to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Trainers and coaches over there working with him and getting him up, but it's awfully slow over there. Harper, and he's favoring an ankle. I know he's been injured. They're going to have to get under each arm over there to walk him up. Oh, he's just dragging.
He's
putting one of those ankles right there, isn't he?
Yeah, putting no weight at all.
No weight at all. And that was it left or right, Gary? Can you tell?
Left.
Left side?
Left side, yeah.
And, Mike, I think you said he'd already been hurt earlier this year.
Yes,
so,
he had.
Wow, you hate to see that. Young man's got a future for him, that's for sure. Early score from City Park, 7-0 Milton.
Yeah, they started a half hour later than
yep,
we did.
They didn't start till 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock kick for TV.
Number one team in the state, number three in the nation, I think Mike told me earlier.
Yeah, and the second number one team this year that Gainesville's played.
Wow, what a schedule. All right, first down and goal. Ball's at the 2.5, basically. Chandler Dawson and a running back. Playing I formation. Got a fullback and a tailback. Going to hand off to Dawson. Dawson will go in for the touchdown for the Spartans. Went off the left side there behind Joshua Hills and Jackson Veeney for the touchdown. 20-6 now with 6:31 left here until halftime.
And they score on a turnover. So they've been 5 combined turnovers in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Number 21. Ethan James will be the holder. The kicker is Anand, A-N-A-N-D, and. Snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is on top of the old fieldhouse. It is good. 20-7 with 6:31 in the second quarter, North Hall leads.
And we're back in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Cable catches at the 6, got a flag out on the field. He's flipping and flopping, gets out to about the 22-yard line, but a flag comes in around the 15. Let's see what the call is. It's probably going to be on the return team as Cable caught it around the 6 and then
should
made his
hold.
Way to the near side.
You're right. Should be a hold.
Cooper Parsonette was the man for GAC on the kick coverage team who made the tackle. But
we're going to see whether or not it's where the flag lands or where the actual penalty occurred.
But you have the distance, probably.
Our official Alan Sargent sorting that out with his
crew. Going to be blocking the back by the Trojans, so it'll be mark off 10 from there. 6:22, North Hall will have it. First and 10, a couple of mistakes right there that's kind of cost them. Last couple of possessions. This time they got to start deep inside their own territory, down about the 7.5-yard line. Yep, that's 7.5 is where they've got it at. North Hall leads it 20-7. Oconee County over West Hall 22-0. Raven County on top of Oglethorpe 35-7. Still 21-10. Cherokee Bluff over Oconee County. Parker Carlson in the backfield. One man in motion. That's Jenkins. Looking to come to this side. McGarvey's going to get bounced like a pinball there between the 7 and 8 up to about the 9-yard line before he's knocked down heavily by number 2, Chandler Dawson.
Yeah, he didn't like what he saw there on that RPO. He went to hand it off, pulls it, and then takes it along his left side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and Amari Hughes at 220 pounds. Also helped bring him to the ground, Joe. That was a pretty good lick right there.
Yes, it was. Hit him hard. McGarvey in. Carlton back there with him. 3-4 wideouts. 2 on the near side, ball on the near hash mark. 2 on the far side. Now 1 in motion. That's McKinley. Back to pass. Oh, he's got a man coming on hand to throw it late. And a man's right there on him. Got a holding on North Hall right there at the 9-yard line. So it's going to come back. Big number 71 with the hold. Carlton caught it around the 6.
There might be a face mask, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let's see. If it's against North Hall, they may just decline it because he didn't get any yards. It'll burn it down.
One flag back at the 2 and another one right in there around the 9. Let's see what they're going to have.
I'm pretty sure there was a hold right as
– back just talking to Coach Hardy on the far side.
Stephen Michael Phillips, number 10, outside
hold
linebacker
holding. Hold on North Hall. And will decline.
That's what I thought they would do because there was no gain on the play, and so now that will bring up third down.
Third down and 9. Ball is on the 9. They've got to get out to the 17.5, basically the 18, if you will. McGarvey in. Gray, or Reed back out. Gray out, excuse me. The tight end. 4 wide outs. You've got Luke Jenkins in the backfield. Big defensive lineman pointing out, I've got this man, I've got that man for GAC. They're saying it's movement. It might be on North Hall, and it probably is. If it is, that'll back them up inside the 5.
Well, again, right now, Joe, the defense of GAC is giving them some momentum.
Yeah, they are.
Well, and it was a very wise decision for GAC to decline the penalty because now they got they took the down over the distance, but now they got the distance too on the second penalty.
And that's third down. It's going to be about 14 balls placed at the 4. And they've got to get out to the 18, so third and 14 for the Trojans. First big obstacle of the night, if you will, fellas, with 5:17. Luckily, North Hall's up by 2 scores right now.
Well, we asked just a few minutes ago, in about 15 minutes ago in real time, but on game time, you know, what does Tim Hardy have to do to get back in this ball game? And it seems to be falling back into his lap quite nicely.
One man back there, McGarvey, the left-hander back there, puts a man in motion. Going to go to McGarvey. McGarvey's going to try going out to the left side. Nothing's going to happen. He's going to get dropped right there at the 4-yard line. Who was that number? Was that Dre Quinn, number 6, comes in there and does something?
And also Boyles. Yeah, he tried to fake his way out of that, and GAC just didn't bite on that at all. They read that all the way and dropped him. So now you got a fourth down, and you're punting out of your own end zone.
Yep, number 85, Walker Vining will have to punt from deep in his own end zone. He's about a yard from the back line, fellas. You got to make sure you got a good snap.
Yep, McKinley Kemp is the snapper, number 21.
Uh-huh. Done a good job all season.
Ball's at the 4.5.
Watch those gunners coming in around from the side. Daniels back, good snap. The kick is up, it's high. It's going to be short, real short. Going to hit and take a GAC bounce. And they catch it right there, Parker Carlton does, at the 26-yard line. Wow. Very short, puts out about 22-yard.
22-yard punt.
Very short and gives him great field position.
I'm almost as fast as Gary with my math. You know how I've been struggling.
Well, you know.
Don't give me any calculus.
But again, here comes what the defense guy hunker down for North Hall.
No, they do.
Well, my wrestling coach was my math teacher, too, so
well, you're still
you got an A every time, didn't you, Gary? Just keep wrestling good for me, Gary, and you're going to get a big old A.
4:05 and a quarter. GAC has it on the North Hall 26-yard line. Young with Woodward in the backfield. Single set, two wide receivers, one guy in a slot. That's Griggs.
He's changing the play.
Changes the line of scrimmage. Got it. Left-hander going to hand off to number two in the backfield. That's going to be Chandler Dawson. Chandler's going to get about three across the 25 to about the 23. Be second down and 7.
Well, and now GAC has got the momentum. What a game of momentum switches, right? Because they got to be saying, if we just held on to the ball, or if we could just converted that last opportunity we had when we got down really close, we'd be scrapping for a tie ball game here.
Gabe Daniels over there jogging on the far sideline, still favoring that ankle a little bit, but good to see him up and moving around on it. If you're a Spartan fan.
Or a football fan.
Young throwing it over on the far side. The big man catches it over there. I think that was Griggs that caught it. And he gets about two more yards down to the 21. It'll be third down and about 6. Phillips caught it, excuse me. Stephen Phillips, the tight end, number 10. 3:10 left in the quarter, third down and 5.
I couldn't tell if that was 10 or 18 from that far side of the field.
Here's what North Hall's going to rush the quarterback, you would think, Joe, in his third down play.
2:59 and running. Play clock at 13.
Yeah, I think Mike is right. You're going to anticipate a nice heavy blitz right here to get the ball out quickly.
Young puts a man in motion. That's Griggs.
Here they come.
A handoff. Young keeps it himself. Goes right to the middle. Oh, he runs over one of the defensive backs that has to grab him up around the shoulder pads and sling him down inside the 10 to the 8.
Now, Walker Davis prevented the touchdown.
Yes, he did.
I tell you, that was a great fake by the quarterback that time. And he just, everybody flowed out to cover his receivers, and the middle was wide open. So he said, hey, you're going to give me that much of a crack? We're just going to take this thing.
Was that a quarterback draw, Harper?
Yeah, I think he was, the RPO, he decided to keep it, and next thing you know, he heard hallelujah, and 15 yards later, it's first and goal from the 9. Daniels is in the ballgame.
Daniels back in the ballgame. Now we've got a timeout called.
A timeout or a flag?
A flag.
Someone flinch?
Illegal procedure. Yeah, somebody must have flinched, Harper. It's on GAC, so that'll back him up 5. Still first down, but it put him outside the 10, around the 14 now. It was first and goal. It was first and goal from the 14 now.
Yeah. That's a little bit of a change, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Because you can't get a first down before you get a touchdown.
Right. Makes you play call. You might call the same play, but it might be a little different now that you're
number 5, look for him.
Yeah.
Daniels.
Off to the side. You got Dawson in the game. 4 wideouts. Young to throw. Throws a fade over the middle. Got a man. He threw it over his head. Incomplete. Not there.
Will Pullhill.
Watkins, the intended receiver.
You want to work Denzel. You want to work that sideline, but yeah, there's no way he catches that ball inbounds. He's right over there on the end line.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal could have got up with his 30-inch vertical and caught that, but you're right, Gary. He probably would have landed out of bounds.
Jake Clark on the coverage right there. You got 1, 2, 3 wideouts. There are balls on the far hash mark. One receiver deep on this side, Chandler Dawson in the backfield. Looking to run this time. Young's going to keep it. He gets away from one guy, then two guys run into him around the 10. One hits him low, one hits him high, and then still running. Number Walker Davis finally tackles him. They're going to say give him forward progress up to the 10.
Walker Davis grabbed him and never let him go. his other teammates. All these green britches and shirts are bouncing off of the running back, and Walker Davis says, "You're mine. You're not getting away from me," and he didn't.
It's third and goal.
4 yard gain, third down and goal. Ball is at the 10 yard line. 121. GAC trying to cut it to a one score game. 20-7. North Hall with the lead. Young with one back. And that is Dawson looking to throw over the middle.
Oh,
incomplete.
It's open.
And man, his man was open right there.
Well,
it looked like around the three.
He was expecting him to keep dragging across the middle. He led him as if he was going to go up about to the goal line and then catch the ball and break over the middle. But he read zone coverage, mm-hmm. and he just stopped in between the linebacker and the safety.
Well, now they're going to reach for one, Harper, I think.
Yep, that was Griggs, the intended receiver. They're going to try and kick it. Ball will be placed down around the 17 and a half. We'll call it 18. It'll be a 28-yard attempt with 104. Left in the quarter.
Yeah, spotted at the 17. This time he's got a better angle for a right-footed kicker.
Graham Anand. Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is good. 20-10 with 1 minute and 1 second left here in the first half.
And we're back at the kickoff in 1 minute, live from North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Cable catches it at the 6, comes up across the 10 to the 15, and he makes it out to about the 22, 23-yard line before being able to. We've got a flag coming in late from the side judge on the far side. Let's see what that's all about. I saw a couple of guys kind of pushing each other on the far side. Let's see what we've got.
Well, right now, Joe, you know North Hall wants to run out this clock in the first half because GAC gets the football to start the second half.
Yeah, exactly. They want to keep the football, and GAC will probably use their last couple of timeouts, I would think. Now you got four officials talking about it on the far side. White hat, Allen Sargent comes over. Dead ball, personal foul on North Hall.
Yep.
So there's a come in there, a little extracurricular activity on the run back. That'll push him back 10 yards.
You cannot be that undisciplined.
Nope. And that's happened, what, three times in the last couple of possessions for North Hall on offense? Pushes them back to the 12-yard line, 51 seconds left.
Well, again, Joe, field position has been the big thing in the last three drives.
Exactly right. That's 4 or 5 minutes. North Hall hadn't had good position. Luke Jenkins in the backfield. Luke gets the handoff. Luke trying to bounce around outside, and there's GAC going to knock him down at the 11. Some and guy came up from GAC and got
time.
Him. They call the timeout right there with 42 seconds left.
We'll keep it right here.
Clock still running.
I don't know if they saw a timeout.
They may not have.
GAC had two.
It's down to 36 seconds left. I would think Coach Hardy is going to talk to the head official right now.
They're going to have to change that.
They already put 12 back on it, so they're going to fix it, I think. They're 40 seconds. They got it set back right where it's supposed to be. And they got it set, Coach Hardy. You're good. He's probably begging for more, but 40 is where it should be. Second down and 10.
He's always... If you're behind, you want more time,
yeah, exactly.
Always.
Give me 45. I got to even burn another time.
Can I get 50?
Well,
I get 50?
He's also the athletic director.
Ah. Got to be careful. So, and answer this question there, Mike. If a coach on Friday night gets thrown out as the AD, does that mean he can't even be at the game next week if they're playing a home game?
That's what I understand.
So,
yeah.
How about the principal's got to work for him? He's going to be a mad principal. How about that? It's game management. 20-10, North Hall leads it. 40 seconds left here in the first half.
Well, you got to say with that field goal, you cut it in half, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. You did cut it in half. And GSA gets the kickoff to start the second half, which is a big thing. North Hall's got to run the clock out right here. Jenkins in the backfield, Schleeman back there with him. You've got Ty Kemp on the near side. Dawson Gray splits out wide along with Cable.
Well, you need some positive yardage here.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take care of the football.
Clock's back at 43 now, so he bartered and got three more seconds put back on there, Harper. Luke Jenkins in the backfield. Schleeman claps his hands, gets the snap. Looks at the he can't try to come to this side, and he does, and his man, number one, Cole Cable, got tripped up at the 10 and goes down.
That was Reed Boyles, who just sliced his ankles out from under him.
Go low and knocked him down, and he did with 38 seconds, and they call another timeout right there with 30. So that'll be their last one. But that'll make it third down and 12 for the Trojans. They've got to have some positive, or GAC might get one more shot at it here, fellas.
Again, it is the last timeout, Joe, so they cannot stop it. North Hall's just got to run the football or take a knee and go into the house.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Can't stop it anymore. Just they're hoping to get the ball somehow another weird way right here. That's what they're going to try and do.
I'll try to get some positive yardage, burn some time on the clock, and then let it run out.
Would you try to fake spike it and try to go over the top with a little razzle-dazzle? They tried the razzle-dazzle there where everybody, including the quarterback, is going to the right, and he flips it to the man in motion who's going to the left, and that was Cole Cable.
Wait and see what they do right here. 38 seconds. North Hall, third down, 12 yards to go. Ball's to 10. Got to get out to the 17. It's third and 17, third and 12, excuse me.
Parker back in the ball game. Parker Carlton.
Parker Carlton back in the game. Two wideouts this time. One on the near, one on the far. Tight end is Gray. Takes the knee at the 5 with 40 seconds left. And they're going to wind the clock right there. And as it winds down, that'll be the end of your quarter because of the you got 3 seconds in between the game clock and the play clock, so this one will end right there. North Hall will go into halftime 20-10.
Let's see how happy Coach Pender is. He gets ready to talk with Gary, hopefully.
Yeah, let's see if we can. He's going to put his headset down and maybe come right over this way. Let's see if we can grab something with him right quick. Not take too much of his time. Coach, a game of turnovers and momentum shifts in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got to clean up some stuff. You know, we got to keep penalties also hurt us. It's we got to keep our defense off of the field. You know, we got to do a little better job offensively and on our special teams of changing field position.
Yeah, your defense, though, did bend a couple of times and didn't break. That's got to make you happy.
Maybe.
Right now, it's what's keeping us in the ball.
Nice. We had broke up a little bit, but what if you missed what he said our defense is keeping us in the ballgame.
And they are right now. Halftime here from the Brickyard at Lincoln Trail Stadium at North Hall. It's North Hall 20, Greater Atlanta Christian 10. We're back with more. Coming up next, we'll have your United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a United Community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's a Region 6 AAA battle between the two top teams in the region. Both teams coming into this game undefeated in region play. North Hall jumps out to a 20-0 lead. Then the second quarter, GAC was able to get a touchdown and a field goal to cut the score in half. And here at halftime, it is North Hall 20, Greater Atlanta Christian 10. Here in our United Community Halftime Report, Joe's got our halftime scores around the area, Joe.
All right, North Oconee on top of Eastside, 21-14. Lambert on top of Alpharetta, 34-0. Clark Central on top of Loganville. Raven County, 35-14 on top of Oglethorpe County. Flowery Branch, 22. Madison County, 15 at the half. Good score for Flowery Branch right there. Cherokee Bluff, 21. Minoria, 17 at the half. Lumpkin County all over Johnson at the half. Walton, Cherokee, Warriors 14 all. Johns Creek losing to Lanier. Banks County losing to Elver County 20-0. Oconee County on top of West Hall 22-0. Milton on top of Gainesville 14-3 in the second quarter. Habersham Central 38-3 on top of Alcovey. East Hall losing to Jefferson 21-7. And Forsyth Central losing to Denmark 15-3.
And again, these two teams next week are back in action in region play. North Hall will be in Dahlonega. They will take on Lumpkin County. It will be GAC. They'll be at home next week in region play. And I got to remember who they're going to play next week. I'll get that for you in a moment. But we'll be at Lakeview Academy next week for a GIAA matchup as Lakeview Academy celebrates homecoming next week as they take on the Eagles of Athens Christian. And we'll bring you that game. And also, if things work out the way we want to, on November the 8th, we'll be back at Lakeview Academy in the quarterfinal round of the GIAA state playoffs because their season was also, in a sense, extended by a week. But what they did, rather than pushing everything back a week, they went ahead and cut the playoffs, the number of teams in half, rather than having 16 in each classification. They'll now have just 8. And right now, Lakeview Academy would be in the state playoffs. And the thing is, if they can play at home, because if not, it'd be like a 250-mile road trip. And so I've already talked with Lee Coleman, the head football coach, and, hey, if you are at home that week, we'll be with you there because the GHSA pushing their schedule back. These teams here in North Georgia, the last game of the season here for North Hall will be on November the 1st. We'll be here for that game with Dawson County. Then they'll have basically a week off getting ready for the first round of the playoffs coming up on November the 15th. Another reason, Joe, why this game is so important for the Trojans.
Yeah, and from here on out, everything's important. I mean, you know, both these teams 3-0 in the region, but everything from here on out, because you got a tough schedule. You got Lumpkin left. You know, you got to play, Dawson County left? And so you got some tough teams left here
Lumpkin,
in the region.
Johnson, and Dawson County in that order. And Mike, just to let you know, White County, Pickens, and Chestity are the three opponents the GAC has remaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, White County be at Norcross next week to take on GAC. Thanks, Harper, from that standpoint. But good thing, look at this. North Hall, three of the last four games are here at the Brickyard.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that always seems to get everybody pumped up playing here at the Brickyard. You've got a home field advantage, if you will. So that might be a big thing for the Trojans.
Well, four of their first five were on the road. At Wesleyan, at Cherokee Bluff, we did that game. East Hall was at home, and then they were at Chestity and at White County. So the flip side of the schedule is more favorable for them. I thought I'd get the chance to see, well, how did they do against a common opponent? But it's oddly enough, the three teams that they've played, each of them are yet to be played by their opponent. So as we mentioned, for GAC, it's White County, Pickens, and Chestity. Those are teams they haven't played, but yet those are the three teams in the region that North Hall has played. So, and beaten, all three of them. So yep. It's interesting to see how this turns out. But at Lumpkin, and then Johnson and Dawson County. So you can figure Johnson
the way they are, they're already 0-6.
Right.
Dawson County is 2-4. The only team left on their schedule that has a winning record is Lumpkin.
And it's a big, big game, just the rivalry standpoint. Also, it's next week is Gold Rush Days, and that's always a big thing, too, that fall festival.
Mike, here's another halftime score. Yep. Pickens County 0, Chestertee 16.
Ooh, go War Eagle.
Yeah, War Eagle's trying to pull an upset right there for sure. That'd be
and they're
huge.
Shorthanded, talking to Stuart Cunningham on game plan, so that is a big thing for them to have a lead, Joe, 2 touchdowns there at halftime there at Chestertee.
Yep, that'd be huge for them to win that one tonight for sure.
That'd be win number 3, too, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Jefferson on top of East Hall. And then here's some Carolina football. Haysville, 6, Swain County, nothing. And our hearts and prayers go out to the folks up in Carolina,
yep.
Tennessee, East Georgia, South Georgia, with all the devastation from Helene that came through, and now the folks in Florida and felt the wrath of the last one that came through,
Milton
that came through. I tell you what, I would not want to be in the path of those things. I think we're in a kind of a really good area where we live up here in North Georgia. We may see some tornadoes, and we get a lot of rain sometimes from tropical systems, but we don't get a lot of that other stuff.
Well, Milton, you saw the wrath of the tornadoes over 126 tornado warnings that went out in about a 10-hour period. And I personally know, and Harper may have seen it too, because Raymond James Stadium down in Tampa, where the Tampa Bay Rays play in St. Petersburg, the roof was ripped off Tropicana Field. And it'll be interesting to see if the Rays can even play at home anytime next year in 2025. But you see also colleges are affected, Central Florida, UCF, and also high schools. Just like we're talking about here in Georgia, in East Central Georgia, there's still no power,
right,
Joe, in the Vidalia area there on I-16. And that rural section of the Onion Country there going all the way up to Richmond County and Augusta, just getting power back has been the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to school has been a big thing, much less practicing football.
Exactly. It's a tough road to hoe for sure.
Well, again, we'll have some stats here coming up in a moment from Jody Kenny. We'll be talking with Jody after the game during the final score this evening between 11 and midnight. Join me then. We've got much more for you. The United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
It's time for our sports medicine update from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine.
97.5 Glory FM. We're back with Dr. Chad Muxlow, one of the surgeons at NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. We have talked to him a couple of times. We'll talk more about the services that are offered there at NGPG. Tell me about some of the common injuries that you're seeing, sir.
Yeah, so at our practice, we treat any kind of musculoskeletal injury. So, you know, anything from broken bones to ligament injuries to tendon injuries to, you know, strains and sprains and those things as well. So pretty much any, you know, joint or muscle, bone, you know, that's where we're going to be focusing on as far as providing care for. Some of the more common injuries that we see, we certainly see a lot of shoulder injuries. A lot of times these are repetitive use type injuries where, again, it may not be a real severe injury or something that happened, but also start having some pain in there and start causing some issues for patients. And so, you know, that's a pretty common injury. And again, knee injuries are pretty common. Less common, the smaller joints we don't see as much, you know, like an elbow or ankle injury. We do see ankle fractures because those tend to happen where patients kind of twist their ankle, you know, they're coming off the curb or stepping wrong or slipping. So those are a little more common. As far as like tendon injuries in the ankle or cartilage injuries, those are a little less frequent than we see with the bigger joints like the knees and shoulders.
All right. So as I get older, I'm having a little difficulty, say, with my arms, and I think, okay, it could be a rotator cuff, but I'm not quite sure. What would be some of the symptoms of having a bad rotator cuff?
So a lot of times with rotator cuff injuries, they may start out kind of small, you know, just kind of a sore shoulder, kind of achy. A lot of times you see it on the side of the shoulder, even sometimes down the arm a little bit, kind of midway down the arm. A lot of times we'll see that because we'll start overworking or compensating some of the other muscles around the shoulder to compensate for that rotator cuff, and then we'll start overworking some of those other muscles, and the pain will be down a little further. But we'll start seeing some pain. That's usually how it starts. A lot of times patients will complain of pain at night, you know, trouble sleeping. It'll wake them up at night, kind of makes them miserable because if you can't sleep, it's tough to get anything else done the day if you're pretty tired. So we'll see that as well. When they start getting more severe, that's when we're going to start noticing weakness, difficulty lifting out away from the body. So if you reach out to grab a pitcher of tea out of the fridge and you're like, oh man, that really hurts, you know, and have trouble lifting that pitcher or at least causes pain, that's another common symptom we'll see with the rotator cuff. And then if it gets real severe, then we just have trouble lifting the arm up, you know, so you're trying to lift that arm out away from the body up overhead. And sometimes people, when they have a pretty significant tear, we'll have difficulty doing that. At that point, then we're getting pretty worried. If you can't lift that arm, it's something that's pretty significant as far as damaging that shoulder.
All right, use me as one of your patients, sir. I've got pain in my left arm near my shoulder down toward the bicep. Is that a symptom there?
Yeah, that could be. If it's in kind of the biceps area, it could be you know, some biceps tendonitis. There's a little groove that the bicep sits in where it kind of comes up from the biceps muscle itself and then goes up and attaches into the shoulder. And sometimes we'll get some irritation, inflammation in that area. Sometimes we'll even get some tearing in that tendon up at that top part in that groove there. And that can be cause a bit of discomfort as well. So we'll see that, you know, that biceps tendon can be a big pain generator if there's some inflammation or a little bit damage to that tendon as it comes up into the shoulder. And then it actually catches deep inside the socket of the shoulder, one of the tendons of the biceps does. And sometimes that'll kind of pull away and cause some pain in there as well. So we'll see that kind of more in that front area of the shoulder when we're doing things like reaching out, lifting up, reaching back behind, like if you're going to grab your bag out of the back seat of the car or something, you're reaching back and start feeling kind of pain across the front of the shoulder, that could be more of a biceps injury.
Well, exactly. So I go to NGPG, not only offer surgery, but also you can do rehab, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, we certainly try to focus on surgery as a last resort, right? So we want to try any conservative measures we can to get patients better. So we try, you know, physical therapy, either going to see a physical therapist, or sometimes we'll set you up with exercises that you can do on your own at first. Sometimes we'll do some injections just to try to reduce inflammation if we need to. A lot of times it's a good way to get pain reduced quickly because we can put that medication right at that site. And sometimes it's just over-the-counter medications and things like that. But those are all things that we want to try usually as first-line treatments for injuries that are less severe. Sometimes, you know, the injury could be more significant than that, and we just won't make progress. And then, you know, if we have to, surgical options are available if it is that significant where we need to go down that road.
All right, so I can go. I can make an appointment there at NGPGU, or I can just walk right into your office, right?
Yeah, you can. It's easy to call. We can usually get you in right away that day or the next day, usually without too much difficulty. You can just come into the office if you have an issue, and we can usually get patients worked in. We try to make time and have space every day to get people in if we need to, kind of work them into the schedule for sure.
So tell me where you're located.
So I'm located at our Gainesville office, which is in Medical Park 1, just on Jesse Jewell near the hospital there. I also see patients in Dawsonville at our Dawsonville office. We have a brand new medical office building that just is being built there. And so we see patients there. I see patients there as well. And so we kind of focus on those areas. But we do have other locations throughout the Northeast Georgia area, such as Braselton and Jefferson and other areas as well, sometimes some smaller satellite clinics. But main offices, definitely Gainesville and Dawsonville are kind of our main locations in addition to Braselton.
Well, thanks to Dr. Chad Muxlow of NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. We got more for you coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
And before that, we get ready to wrap up the halftime show here. Harper Abell got the halftime stats.
Actually, they look a little bit closer than what you might think for two teams that combined have scored 30 points in the first half. North Hall had 6 first downs. They had 26 yards on the ground, 53 in the air, so a total of 79 yards. They had 2 fumbles. They lost both of those, and they had 6 penalties in the first half. Greater Atlanta Christian with 5 first downs. They had 28 yards on the ground, 47 in the air, a total of 75 yards. They had 1 fumble, 1 interception, and that kick that was no good. Leading rusher for North Hall, obviously, that's Parker Carlton. 8 carries for him, 25 yards, 3 touchdowns, and those are obviously a game difference right now. Smith McGarvey was 4 for 6 for 19 yards, and Alex Schliemann was 3 for 5 for 34 yards. Leading receiver Luke Jenkins with 2 receptions for 16 yards. For Greater Atlanta Christian, running back Maceo Woodward had 7 carries for 9 yards. Tommy Young, the quarterback, had 5 for 27. Young was also, from a completion percentage, below 500%. He was 5 for 12. He had 47 yards, as we mentioned a moment ago. Gabe Daniels, who I think has re-wrapped his ankle. It's probably got 5 rolls of tape on him right now, but he looks like he's going to want to get back in there. He had 2 receptions for 18 yards. Pierce Wilson had 1 for 20, and those are the leading receivers. And look at the stats here in the first half.
And one thing about, too, is that North Hall had short drives, Harper, in the first half, except for that one 50-yard drive they had. And, again, they scored their 3 touchdowns after turnovers today.
Yeah, that 50-yard possession was when the punt went out of bounds and a fairly good return. But, yeah, everything has been short distance. If they didn't have that, obviously the numbers indicate that the defenses are both playing very well here, and they're making it very difficult for either team to mount drives, keep first downs going, and get points. It's just very difficult. But the turnovers obviously been a big difference, Mike.
Yep. Five total in the first half of play, three for GAC, two for North Hall. Coming up next, we get the kickoff of the second half on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Time for the second half kickoff, and with it here's Joe Gailey.
Blake Carmona ready to kick it off. You got Hughes and Griggs back to catch it for GAC. It will be high, end over end, and come down to Hughes at the 11. Hughes out to the 15, to the 20. One man tries to get him and misses him. Cuts back the other direction. He'll be knocked down around the 22, 23-yard line. Good pursuit that time by North Hall as they finally knock him down in there. Number 20, Roman Brown, a freshman defensive back for North Hall, comes in and helps with the tackle along with number 11 for the Trojans, Charlie Dyer.
Yeah, I think Walker Davis really got through his block and just kind of forced Hughes to go one direction or the other. And whatever way he went, there were pursuing Trojans ready to get after him. But here come the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans.
Tommy Young, quarterback.
Chandler Dawson.
Chandler Dawson's the running back. Two wideouts, one on either side. Ball's just inside the near hash mark at the 23-yard line. Trying to go to the other side. Dawson is. Dawson's going to get 2 or 3 yards. Two, it looks like, maybe just one out to the 24. And that's where North Hall will knock him down right there. Walker Davison on the tackle stops Dawson after a one-yard gain. Second and nine now for the Spartans.
Jimmy, waiting to say it all day. Wearing number 17, Dan Jackson from North Hall at Georgia, playing like Dan Jackson.
Yes, he is. Second down, nine. Young with four wideouts. Looks back to pass. Faked it, and then he throws it over the top. Going to be complete, but only for about 2 yards as the defender was all over him right there. Good job by the defense right there. Steven Phillips, number 10, caught it and was at number five, Connor Harwood, and on the stop. He was all over him right there, Gary, and stayed with him and made the tackle for only about a 3 yard gain.
Well, he went up and got the pass, but then you saw number five, Harwood, right there with him.
Third down, 6 yards to go. Ball is on the 27, got to get to the 33 and a half. 10:36 in the quarter. North Hall leads by 10. Young with the ball. Left-hander throws it to this side. Knocked away. Almost intercepted. The intended receiver was 23, Griggs. Walker Davis knocks it away. And almost Charlie Dyer almost caught that one.
Well, yeah. It bounces off of Griggs' head. 17-8. Walker Davis deflects it, and then it almost lands in Daniels' lap.
Griggs never turned around. He never saw the pass coming.
Jefferson on top of East Hall by three, scores 28-7.
You kind of knew when that one was going to break open, didn't you?
14-10, Milton over Gainesville. That one's come back to close. Cooper Parsono back to punt it.
Beautiful
fair catch
punt.
Caught.
Wow.
Nice one. And Kemp's going to hold it right there and catch it at the 37, almost the 38-yard line, a 42-yard kick by Parsonette. Parsono, and it'll be at the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojans. So they hold them, just what we had talked about, that they needed to hold them and then come down maybe and score. So they got the hold. Now North Hall needs to go down and score if they can.
And decent field position, too.
Yeah, they do. At the 38 almost. Sleeman in the quarterback position. Two, three wideouts. You got Luke Jenkins over to his left. One man in motion, that's Carlton. Going to look to this side. Complete over here to Kemp. Kemp to the 40. The 45. And run out of bounds. About the 47. Ty Kemp.
I think that one's coming back, guys.
Think so?
Yeah.
Got a flag back there at the 39. The illegal blocker hold on one of the two.
Well, he had his convoy out there in front of him. But somebody, I think, must have grabbed somebody. I mean, that was a well-designed play, and he had his blockers in front of him. But he ran out of, number one, he ran out of room on the sidelines. Number two, looks like you heard, was that a hold? I saw
a hold on North Hall. Is going to come back from the 39 back to the 29. So that'll make it, they got to get to the 48, so 19. First down and 19 now. And, you know, Mike, the last three possessions, North Hall's kind of shot themselves in the foot on penalties like that.
Yes, they have.
That they didn't do the first couple of times they got the ball. And now they've started doing it.
All six of their penalties in the last three drives.
Mm. Well, you heard Sean Pender say that at halftime. So we've got to clean some things up. And so far, this particular drive, they have not done that.
Well, it's been on this one again.
Elbert County with a big lead on Banks County. Sleeman. Oh, it's all tipped away. That almost could have been a pick six. Number 11 right there steps in there. That is Zach Adams. And if he throws that just a hair later there, Harper, that's a pick six.
Yeah, you want to get the ball out, and I believe the screen was going to go out to Ty Kemp here along the near sideline. And Schliemann ends up just stepping into it, throws it pretty well, but you just mentioned it, number 11, Zach Adams, plays tight end on offense, defensive end on defense, and he gets his big long arms in the way to flex that pass down for second very long.
Second 19, Schliemann back, got plenty of time. Now he rolls out to his right. He's going to have to throw it. He does it the last second. It'll go over to a man out of bounds. Incomplete to bring up a third down now for the Trojans with 10 minutes and 2 seconds left.
Marcel Woodward over on the sidelines for Great Atlanta Christian caught that ball.
Yep. Oconee County with a big lead on West Hall now, 37-0. Clark Central 28-6. Flower Branch still up to half. No new score on that, 22-15. 21-17, Cherokee Bluff over Monroe area at the half. Hab Central with a big lead over Alcovey, 38-3. Third down, 19 yards to go. Schliemann with two setbacks, three wideouts. Ball on the near hash mark. Trojans going right to left here in this quarter. Schliemann gets it a high snap. Got it. He's going to throw a pass. He's got a man out there.
It's picked.
Did he catch it? Nope. Going to be incomplete. He got hit. That was number two. Gabe Daniels hit him. But the intended receiver was Luke Jenkins.
I tell you,
Daniels
what,
is down again.
What Jenkins did was prevent the interception that
time.
Because Daniels had his hands on the ball and Jenkins ran into him and knocked it loose.
Mm-hmm. And he was right there on it. If he had caught it and hung on to it, that'd have been a miracle in itself. So, now we got a punt. Walker Vining back to punt. The deep man's going to be Ralphie Blakely. Good snap, Vining. It's a good punt up, but it's short again. It'll hit around the 45 and roll. North Hall bounce to the 41, and that's what'll be down at the 40 by the Trojans, 39. Well, not a long punt. Vining gets it off, but not a very long punt. It's going to be down at the 40-yard line of GAC.
They say 22 yards, Joe.
First and down, first and 10, 9:43. Here in the third quarter, North Hall still leads it 20-10. They need another stop right here, Harper, and get something positive out of it. Turnover would be glorious.
You would think the GAC during halftime would say, all right, listen, the defensive line, they're slanting, they're going into the gaps. We just need to tighten that up. We're going to do a lot more zone blocking.
Four wide outs, Young looking to throw. Got a man. He's going to throw it over his head by about 3 yards. He had a man breaking that open
was,
down there.
Yep, that was Gabe Daniels, Gabe fastest Daniels, guy in the field. And he threw like, I guess Usain Bolt was supposed to be getting after it. And he got a guy with a bad ankle.
I'm going to throw it. You catch it.
The thing about it is, too, you heard Coach Pender at halftime with Gary talking about it, said, we got to keep our defense off the field. And they've been there a lot.
Yep.
Well, that was 12 yards over his head, so I would be close.
Long way over.
Only like a 33-yard punt or so, and so now they've got decent field position, almost at the 40. It's at the 39.5, so you have to call it the 40.
9:36. Beautiful half moon up here above Gary's head tonight.
Change of quarterback.
New quarterback in there, yep.
Aiden Hughes.
Hughes is a quarterback, takes the snap, going to keep it himself. Run over the far side, pushing. Gets 4 or 5 yards out to the 45, maybe the 46 before the whistles blow.
Had a big old 6'2 tackle, Tanner Butler, trying to get in on the pushing.
He's right across the 45 is where they'll mark that down. Nose of the football at the 46, third down and four.
He did get a push out of it, Joe.
Yes, he did. The last 2.5-3 yards was a good big push. Tommy Young back in at the quarterback. Ran the Wildcat the last time. Woodward at the running back. Behind him.
Send a pistol.
Three wide outs. Two on the near side. Ball on the far hash mark with 9:02. Going to hand off to Woodward. Woodward trying to get through. Doesn't do it. Good stop. Good read by the Trojans on the far side. How about that? Michael Donatelli. First time we've called Michael's name tonight. Makes the stop on the far side. Linebacker comes in there. Stops him. Fourth down and 3. The defense has stepped up. Now if they can get the ball after this, hopefully get a punt right here. Number 3 for North Hall. Ty Kemp back to receive it.
Yep, turned into Parsonette a punting duel
here. Yep. Parsonette has been winning that tonight. Last one was 42 yards. Snap. Good. They came after it. Didn't get it. Parsonette with a huge punt. Call it. Kemp calls it. It'll be at the 17-yard line, a huge punt.
So still North Hall 20 and GAC 10. Third quarter action here for North Hall.
36-yard punt, no return.
36 net on it after no return. 20-10 your score. North Hall needs a drive right here, Harper. 20-10, they need something good to happen and stop all those penalties.
Well, they haven't been able to run when the field is open mm-hmm. with any success. Boy, when they got inside the red zone, that was Parker Carlton territory.
Mm-hmm.
3 touchdowns for him tonight. But since then, he hasn't actually – he hasn't, and he's not now. He hasn't lined up in the backfield.
Slayman back in the game. Hands off to Carlton, I believe. And Carlton's going to get pushed back. Or R.J. Dalton, excuse me. And R.J. gets about 2 yards, almost out to the 20. Yeah. Give him about 2.5, almost 3 yards, second down, and about 7 to go right at the 8-minute mark of the third quarter.
Joe, my question is, which one of the two quarterbacks in North Hall has been more effective in your mind?
Well, you know, sometimes you think Sleeman is, but I think McGarvey has been tonight. He's been able to run it a couple of times. You know, throwing the ball, I think Sleeman sometimes is a little better, but, you know.
Well, the other thing you look at is North Hall's in a bit of a drought now. They haven't scored since 10:23 of the second quarter.
Right.
And here we are at 7:38 of the third quarter.
Well, they haven't had a first down in almost the same amount of time, Gary.
McGarvey gives off to Kemp. Kemp tries to go across the 20 to the 25. Finally gets brought down close to the first down at the 27. Ty Kemp on a kind of a Ethan James comes up and makes the tackle.
Good tackling by both these teams,
mm-hmm.
especially in the second level.
They're going to give him a first down right there at the 27-yard line. Good run that time by Ty Kemp.
Well, I said it in the first half, and I'll say it again. These two teams get after it.
I mean, they do.
They're hard-hitting, and they're well-coached. It's just been one of those nights where the turnover bug bit them bad in the first half, and in the second half, nobody's been able to get anything going.
6:52 and running. Sleeman puts a man in motion, takes it, going to hand off to that man in motion. That's going to be Cable trying to get by man, but number 17 comes in and knocks his feet out from under him right there. Number 17 is Adrian Hughes
only
on the tackle.
At 155 pounds, but you know what? He grabbed a hold of one leg. Did you see that?
Yep.
Had hold one leg and took him down.
Hughes has been very active on defense right there the last 4 or 5 possessions for the Trojans.
Well, if you hit him hard enough, one leg's enough. Isn't
That's
it?
Right. 6:16 and running. Second down, 10 yards to go. 3 wideouts. Ball in the near hash mark. You got Jenkins in there to the right of his quarterback. Puts a man in motion. Oh, a little bobble, but Jenkins has it across the 35 out to the 39. First down, Trojans.
That was a nice run by Jenkins that time. He saw that crack and had to weave his way through it because it started to close, and instead he picks up the first down.
Got the 12-yard gain and a first down. One of the defenders from GAC came out with his hands up like, where was the flag? Well, I don't think there was supposed to be a flag on that one. It looked like good blocking from left guard and center out there on that
one. This is North Hall's best drive since that 50-yard scoring drive we talked about.
Jenkins in the backfield. Kemp in motion. There comes Jenkins. This side, 40, 45, 50. Got a block. Down across the 45 to the 44-yard line.
And you said got a block.
Luke Jenkins. Getting loose now. Good blocking. 16-yard pickup down to the 45 of GAC now. Jenkins with a huge pickup. And had good blocking again on this side. Mason McGill, Thomas Green.
I think that was Cade Hawthorne, one of the big tackles out there, yep, leading the way, too.
Cade pulled from one side, it looked like, maybe. Graves, the tight end on this side. Man in motion, that's Cable. Schliemann takes it, hands off to the up back. Keeps him, legs turning, runs across the 44 to the 43.
That was tough sledding up the middle that time.
Michael Pryor gets the tackle, and
GAC
Jenkins
was kinda,
gets two.
They're kind of waiting on that one.
Mm-hmm. 45 down to the 43, they'll say. 2 yard gain by Jenkins. Weaver comes off, and it looked like Jacob Wright goes out.
But Joe, my mind, the big thing is the clock keeps running.
Yes, 4:43. Cable in motion. And he stops, goes the other way. Schliemann going to throw a little screen inside to Kemp. Kemp trying to get across the 40. He does, the 35, 33, 32, 31.
If you notice here in the second half, they've been going toward, more toward tie.
Yep. 12-yard gain that time.
And Schliemann with that little sidearm flick of the wrist.
Yep.
Got another completion that way, too. And you're right, this is the best drive they've had in a while, and this is exactly what the Trojans want and need to keep that clock running and end it in a score. They get some points out of this.
Holding on to the football, main thing there, fellas, 4:17. North Hall with the first and 10 at the GAC, 31-yard line. Schliemann with a man on each side of him. Going to hand off to Carlton, I believe. Going to go around this side, trying to get through as Parker. Parker might get one out of it down to the 28, maybe. Oh, he's going to get, wow, he's going to get three out of that. Harper, I thought he was going to get jammed up, but he kept sliding east to west and got three out of that one.
Well, Luke Jenkins and Parker Carlton have both to the left side. When there's a pulling guard, they would put their hand on that guard's back and just ride him. It mm-hmm. lets the guard know, hey, I'm right behind you. Whatever you do, if you go to the left, I'm going to go to the right. But just make contact with your guy. Luke Jenkins comes into the game late right now. He's in.
Jenkins in. Carlton in kind of a blocking position. Schliemann looks to throw. He does. Over here to Kemp. Kemp to the 25, down to the 24. And knocked out of bounds by Hughes. But now number three that time, Ty Kemp caught it. Got about 2 or 3 yards. It's going to be about a yard short. It'll be third and about one, maybe third and less than one there, Gary.
Yeah, he got to the 22.
Yeah,
yep. Joe.
Kemp came up a little 22. Banged up a little bit that time.
That was at the 22. Got to get to the 21. Third down in the yard.
He's still a little gimpy. He's not coming out of the game, though, Luke Kemp, number three there.
Schliemann goes back in after he gets the play. Play clock down at 10. Play clock at 9. Schliemann in a hurry now, calls out his play. 5, 4, 3, gets the snap, hands off late, comes in there right behind Jenkins, 15, 14, 13 yard line, get the first down.
Roll down at the last by Stephen Michael Phillips.
Yep.
But another good pick of the hole by the North Hall running backs.
Cade Hawthorne, Henry Weaver, the Dawson Gray, the tight end on this end, opening up enough of a hole to get you a couple, 3 yards, 8 yard pickup. And another first down for the Trojans inside the 15 and about the 14 with 3:07 in the quarter.
North Hall doesn't have a lot of the breakaway speed, but they're awfully quick and they hit the hole fast.
Schliemann still in there. Jenkins off to his right. Two wideouts on the near side. Parker Carlton in motion. Going to give it off to Jenkins. Jenkins fighting. Going to try and get a yard back. But look at that. Wow, 9 white jerseys kind of pile him up and push him back. Took 9 white jerseys to do that, though, Gary.
And Sean Pender was incensed. He said, what are you letting them climb all over him like that?
Yeah.
You saw C.J. Ohobunwa jump on top of that pile.
Yep.
And he had to jump up in the air about 4 feet to get on top of that mm-hmm. pile. And Sean Pender didn't like that at all.
Give him about 3 yards on what I'm looking at there. Second down and 7. Ball's at the 11. Okay, they can get a first down at the 4. Schliemann back in the game. Got Kemp.
Justin
Allen. Carlton's a running back. Justin Allen in as a tight end. Rolls to the far side. There goes Schliemann. Schliemann trying to get away. He got grabbed from behind by big number 53, Michael Pryor, right there. He only gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
And now a big third down play.
Yep, 3rd and 7, about 3rd and 8. They said he dropped him for a yard loss.
255 pounds and 6'3". You were right. Michael Pryor is a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid the North Hall quarterback is going to lose that one-on-one confrontation most of the time.
Allen's out. Gray's back in.
What's your tie, Joe?
So is Croft.
Got a minute and a half.
Ball's on the far side of the far hash mark, excuse me. Three wideouts, one on the far side, two on the near. Carlton in the backfield at 4, 3, 2 on the play clock. One. They won't. They barely got it off. Schlemann has to fling out to the. He throws it long. Did he catch it in the end zone?
Did he stay in?
Touchdown, yeah. Trojans! Holy smoke, he stayed in the back of the end zone. Ty Kemp catches it back there for the TD.
Boy, you talk about a toe tap.
Yes,
on
sir,
the
it
very
was.
Back line of the end zone.
Yes,
flag.
It
it's
was.
Coming back, guys. It's coming back.
Is it? A flag. Yep, got a flag at the 17.
Oh, man.
Holding on North Hall.
Wasted a great
wow.
catch.
That's why he had the time.
Yep. Man alive. He came from the white hat, which he's looking right for that.
You know, you do the joke, you try it again.
Think so. It's going to push him back 10. So you try that same player. Let's see what you got. You got third on. Is it a 5 yard?
That'll
5 yard
10.
Penalty.
Holding 10.
Okay. It's from 10. The spot of the foul, backs him up 10. Ball's at the 22.
Yep. But see, now you can't be out of field goal range either, Joe.
Yep. Third down. Play clock's at 20. You got it down barely. Got the playoff a moment ago, fellas. You're 15 on the play clock.
That's a highlight reel catch, but it goes for naught.
Just get enough yardage to get you in field goal range.
All right, they're pulling.
McKinley Kemp with seven.
Dawson's out now. They're going with
four
whites.
Three. Schlemann has it. Schlemann back. Looks. He's open in the middle. He's going to try and run and get some yardage across the 15. Down and got tripped up at the 10. And that's where he'll be down right there out
that
of bounds.
That is a huge collision. And he's
yeah, he's down.
Up.
He ain't got up yet.
Well, Hughes cut his feet out from under
yes,
and turned
did.
Him upside down in the air. And he hit with a lot of impact. And maybe he's just got the wind knocked out of him. But that's a dangerous thing when you get turned upside down like that and they're knocking your foot.
Trainers from both sides. GAC trainers run sprint down the sideline. The North Hall trainers run across the field. And your quarterback Schlemann's down on the far side at the 9-8 yard line. Out of bounds.
I believe it was Hughes who rolled that block at him. And you saw his feet come up and go over his head, and that's never a good sign.
Yep, you're exactly right, Gary.
Well, it's pretty how you land, too, Joe.
Yep, Coach Pender out checking on his quarterback. Updating scores. Elbert County with a huge lead on Banks County. Oglethorpe trying to get back in, but they're still well behind Rabin, 48-14. North Oconee, 28-14 on east side. 24-17, Cherokee Bluff on top of Monroe area.
They're looking at his knee.
Ah.
That's not good. Two of the coaches are livid.
Mm.
If there's any team that's out there right now that could play when you lose a quarterback, it'd be North Hall.
Well, he's probably got John Voxavanos, the team doctor, the orthopedic surgeon over there, taking a look at him, too.
Still, that means that's
I
not,
would
not
imagine.
Good.
Milton, 21-10 over Gainesville at City Park in the third quarter. Jefferson, 35-7.
Gainesville hadn't beaten the number one team since Sandy Creek, what, about 2012 or something? Mike, you may remember.
They're the state championship year.
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
Flower Ranch, 29. Madison County, 15, third quarter. That'd be a huge win for the Branch.
Oh, huge. Humongous.
Yeah, they need that, too. They need that really
well, bad. The scary thing is last week we saw one of the top players at West Hall go down with an ACL injury on non-contact play. But this one right here, Schlemann got nailed.
This was contact, baby.
Well, and they've got one of the managers brought some crutches out. And everybody's still hanging around over there. I see Dad over there checking on him now.
That's the first thing you think about, though, is that ACL.
Yes, sir.
I don't have one in my right knee.
Yeah, but you're not trying to run away from the
I'm
a
not making
a
living in the NFL. No, that's, no, I don't need one.
Yeah, Hush has come across the brickyard.
Yes, and Alex has been playing well this set of downs.
Well.
Been playing well the last several weeks.
McGarvey needs to get ready.
Yes, he does.
Well, that means they're going down from a two-quarterback system down to one-quarterback system now. McGarvey, he's going to be the man.
Yep, you got and respectfully thankful to both teams on one knee.
Yep.
And I like to see that sportsmanship by the players. 58 seconds left here in the third quarter. North Hall with a 10-point lead.
One thing I've noticed, guys, is that the secondary for GAC, instead of going high, shoulder or above, and get a targeting, they go low. They go from the waist down. They did a lot of tackles. Gary, you had one right in front of you just a few plays ago.
Yep. Well, and that can be dangerous, but it also
is what they're teaching. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that that's what they're teaching.
Well, if you hit them with their helmet, that's what you can't do. If you have a shoulder pad, you know, that's much better, at least technique-wise. But if you hit them down with your helmet, it's going
to
really hurt.
And Mike, not to disagree, I'm just saying either or. It doesn't matter if your shoulder pad or if your foot's in the ground when contact is made against your knee, something's going to give, especially when you're going north and the guy coming at you is headed south. And your knee is in the middle of that.
Oh, I agree with you. My nephew played quarterback at Johns Creek, and he didn't play very long because he was a sophomore at the time, and he the same thing right there happened with him. And he did a somersault on the air, and it was it for him. And that's what could happen.
They are trying to get the John Deere.
Bingo. I was about to say, that's when you get a cart,
Joe. Out on the field now. Yeah, they got the cart coming out there now. It was over behind the baseball field, and they're bringing it out now. And
the thing about it, well, Dr. V out there with him is okay. He'll diagnose it almost like a triage right now, and then see, do you need to go to the hospital, or you go ahead and just let it be overnight and then go tomorrow? That kind of thing.
They're putting in a brace right now so it doesn't move, and that usually is the worst of all scenarios.
Yep.
I saw the
air cast.
Yeah, the air cast go out there in the bag. They're trying to get that on him right now, it appears. And
that's what you heard from our experts there on NGPG's halftime report during the United Community halftime report about sports medicine. And, you know, I've even asked the question before, Harper, is like, he gets the point now why everybody don't wear braces on their knees. If you cut down on mobility or not.
Right now, they don't really know. I was just told they don't really know what's going on, what's hurting him the most. So they're going to probably have to check him out.
That's a precaution, yeah.
I would imagine this is a trip to the ER right here.
Now, the cart's down at the other end, the ambulance. So I would think they would take him down and around down there.
He's up on his feet now. He's got two or three people that are underneath him, so to speak.
Yeah. Wow.
Like a coach that's being lifted off the field, and now they're going to put him on the back of that gator.
Yeah. Get his back up against
Now here's something.
Back into the gator.
While you want to pay respects to your teammate and your friend, your offense, you're trying to score some points right now. The ball's at the 9-yard line, and you know, you've been quiet, so to speak, but you've also had a coach around you telling you, all right, this is what we're thinking right here.
All right,
you know, there's still a game that we're going to play.
Brace is on the right leg. He's got his left leg bent up as they take him off. They're going to, it looks like, bring him to this side, fellas. Probably let him get him on the sideline and then diagnose a little bit more.
Well, this is next man up now, guys.
Yeah. You're looking at a
field goal
showing first down, but I know that's
not
right.
No, it's going to be fourth down, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be fourth and five, I think.
Should be time for a field goal.
They just flipped it back over, fourth and five right there. Smith and Garvey is the holder on this. Carmona is the kicker.
And I think that's what they're going to try to do.
He and his green shoes are out there.
Uh-huh.
Nine, seven.
Spotted at the
About a 26-yarder.
16. Let's see where they spotted at. They're going to kneel down. Looks like we're in the 16, so it'll be a 26-yarder from the far hash mark. Yeah, he put his tee down or his block down at the 26.
Well, we know he's got the leg.
Yep.
I mean, we've seen these long kickoffs from Blake Carmona.
These three could be an important 3 points right here, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
So let's see what he does right here. 58 seconds, third quarter, Carmona. McGarvey with the hold. Snap. The kick is up, and it is partially blocked and no good.
Went to the left just like the GAC kicker did.
Leaves it 20-10 with 54 seconds here in the third quarter.
So they'll get first down on the 20-yard line. We'll keep it right here as we end the third quarter of play.
And they get.
Well, once again, if you're GAC and you're trying to coach this Tim Hardy team, you keep finding ways to stay in this ball game. You need a couple of big plays. You had your fastest guy, Gabe Daniels, open down the middle of the field, but you couldn't get it to him. You haven't been able to run the ball very well, and neither have you been able to pass it. So what are you going to try to do now against this very stiff
rigid but incredibly quick North Hall defense.
Young up under quarterback, up under center, excuse me, takes it. Got a little screen pass out to the far side. A double pass, throws it down. He's wide open at the 45, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20. That's Will Poe. Touchdown, GAC. No flags on the play, and the play will stand.
Haven't seen it in a long time, Joe.
Flea flicker.
80 yards.
That was like one of the double pass. Threw it behind, kind of a screen pass, and then throws it ahead there, Harper, if I think that's correct.
Yep. Yep. Unbelievable.
Wow. Caught him. Wasn't looking for that play, and boom, they caught him.
That was deep in the playbook. You know, that's in special plays. There's a little section for that.
And that's probably the correct time to call it. After that long pause, boom, they're not looking for it, and boom, there you go down the field.
Yeah. And if you don't hit it, okay, you still got a chance to move the ball. But if you do hit it, guess what? Now it's a four-point game with the PAT to follow right here.
Graham Manon, a bad snap. And it's going to be blocked right in there. Leaves it 20-16.
And that means they have to score a touchdown to win it, guys.
Yep. 20-16.
Still time in the third quarter.
40 seconds left in the third quarter. North Hall will get the kickoff right now.
Go, Joe, back. Who threw that pass again?
Daniels.
The second one. It was Daniels.
Daniels threw the second one, yeah. And he threw it perfect right over the shoulder.
Will Polehill.
To Polehill. Polehill, one of the receivers on the far side, and he just went outran everybody. He got behind him, and he was open by 6, 7, 8 yards.
He may have shown Syracuse something to deal with that one, Harper, you know it.
For sure.
What else can you do, son? I know you can run. Well, you can't run as fast with this bad ankle of yours, but, you can throw touchdowns too?
Yep.
So, Young to Daniels to Pole Hill.
Biggest play of the game.
They get six out of it. It's a four-point game. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for North
Hall. Joe, if you remember my senior year, we did that every play when we had Tim Garner at quarterback.
Yep.
And Jody Davis came in for about three games and did that very same thing.
Yes, sir. Anon will kick off. You got Kemp and Jenkins. Oh, it's Cable and Jenkins, excuse me. Long, Wells going to kick. Boom, up. Back's going to take it at the 20, 25, 30,
That's
35.
Perfect.
Carlton, 40, 42-yard line. Parker Carlton took it at the 20 and returned it 22 yards.
Gary, it looked like Parker Carlton was just looking for a white jersey to run into as opposed to trying to get in a slot or in between some blockers.
Yep.
Just ran right at him.
Well, I think maybe the North Hall team is a little bit ticked right now. They're minus one of their quarterbacks, and what they did is, again, their defense, like I told Coach Pender, you know, your defense has bent a couple of times, but they haven't broken completely.
Has saved you today.
Smith McGarvey tries to throw it over and almost got picked off over there. Cole Cable, intended receiver. And, Cole caught it and got 4 or 5 yards. Happy dog. I thought he got knocked down by a white jersey the way they were flopping over there.
Well,
then he gets
bubble
about
screen.
4, maybe 5 yards by Cable.
That bubble screen ended up with about 5 or 6 big arms and legs and everybody out there trying to deflect it, but it did get into Cole Cable's hands.
And that'll be the end of the third quarter right there, 2016 North Hall leads it.
And we're back in the fourth and final quarter, 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy efficient right choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Four fingers in the air. Time to start the fourth quarter, Joe.
Smith McGarvey in at quarterback now. He's got three wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark at the 48 of North Hall. Fourth down, about 5 yards to go. McGarvey hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins trying to go around the far side. He's close. He gets the first down by about a yard. Luke Jenkins right behind the big man on the far side in there. Amari Hughes brings him down, but it looked like either Hawthorne or McGill made the tackle on the far side over there. and great block over there. Just like you were talking about, Harper puts his hand on his back and just let me follow you through there, big man. That's what they got.
They have been running so successfully, Joe, to the left side. All of these big plays that they've had, mostly in the third quarter, everything has been to the left side. They've tried to throw to the right, but they're running behind left guard, left tackle.
First down, ball's on the GAC side of the 50 at the 46-yard line. Just underway here in the fourth, North Hall by four. McGarvey looking to throw. He's got covered up by White. He throws it out of bounds on the far side. Those up there in the bleachers, how about that? Ricocheted off. Parent throws it back in. Play, good for them. Just a bit outside, and Jody Kinney, our PA man, announces. And it was just a little bit outside of the field of play right there.
Good coverage by GAC. They smelt that screen and good pressure also. 53, who's been a terror in the backfield, Micah Pryor.
Second down.
Forcing that errant pass. And, you know, you live to fight for another down, but you'll take second and 10.
Jenkins out, Carlton in. On the left-hand side of the quarterback, McGarvey going to hand to Parker. Parker trying to find a hole, gets two or three across the 45 down to about the 43-yard line, 45 down to the 43. Reed Voiles, one of those linebackers, comes up there. They're going to say only the 44, so he gets two out of it. Third down and eight now for the Trojans. 11 minutes exactly left here in the fourth quarter.
Well, I tell you, folks, this is a hard-hitting ball game. You got guys on both sides. They're walking back like they're 85 years old.
I know it.
They're limping. Mm-hmm. They're slow getting back to the line of scrimmage, but they're playing good old-fashioned slobber knocker. This is a good football game.
Third down and eight, three wideouts, ball right in the middle of the field. McGarvey takes it, rolls the far side, throws it. Did he catch it? Nope, it's going to be out of bounds. They're wanting a – he caught it. Excuse me, that Ty Kemp caught it.
Yeah, he caught it.
He caught it right at the first down. Yeah, the man on the far side, first down. Ty Kemp caught it right at the marker. And he got the first down to the 36-yard line. Good job, Ty Kemp. Harper, he knew what he needed to get that time, and he got it.
Has Ty dropped one here in the second half, Harper? I don't think so.
No. They don't measure anymore, so that it's
basically close. It's a first down.
That's someone's opinion. And everyone over on GAC sidelines going, well, hopefully we'll get one of those back.
First
it's almost
down.
Like an umpire in baseball.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Your interpretation of what a strike is depends.
Two backs, Jenkins and Carlton. Carlton's going to get it. He's got to wrap him up right behind the line of scrimmage. He keeps pushing.
Boy,
they push. The tush push keeps going. He gets about 3 yards out of it. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
They had him stopped, and then the rest of them, the big linemen, started coming in there and aiding that out a little bit.
Now, big number 77, Eli Hamm, the center, said, "Nah, let's go up there a little way."
Well, if you notice, they ran to the right side this time, but he got hit right at the line of scrimmage. If it wasn't Parker Carlton and his churning feet, if it was another runner, he probably would have gone down, but he ends up getting two there.
By the way, guys, they got Schliemann under the tent over here now. Shoulder pads off. They're looking at his legs, and I really can't tell what they're looking at.
Second down, 8 yards to go, about 7.5, 9:49 in the fourth. One man in motion, that's Cable. Goes back the other way, looking to pass. Throws it right in the middle there. Whew, man, they're close to that.
Well,
didn't get intercepted right there.
That's a pass, so it's not a fumble. It's not a lateral. It was a pass, definitely, but went right through his hands.
Right through Ty Kemp's hands, and I thought Cable was going to be open. Cable was looking for it, but he threw it to Kemp, kind of sidearmed it out there, like a Steve Young pass or something.
Yeah, you had a lot of traffic out there. You had Kemp coming towards the quarterback. You had another – I think that's number nine. That would have been Ethan Croft running a little route, but actually wanting to block. They're switching out running backs now. Luke Jenkins comes back into the ballgame. Parker Carlton gets a rest.
Three wideouts all on the near side. One of those guys over here is Jacob Adams this time.
Connor.
Trying to go the other way. That's going to be number two, Jenkins. And Jenkins gets across the 30 to the 29. He'll be short of the first down. But it'll be about 3 yards short. It'll be fourth and about three for the Trojans.
That misdirection with him has been pretty successful.
I believe they're a little bit out of Carmona's range as far as kicking it here.
I think they're going to go for this.
Yep.
And call time.
If you punt it, you might get a net of 10 yards because you're probably going to punt it in the end zone. So I think they're going to think this is worth the gamble. To try to go through it on fourth and three.
With seven, McGarvey the quarterback. Six, five, four, three, two. Man in motion. They've got it. McGarvey goes across. It's going to be close to the first down. but I think he's short about a yard. Let's see. One guy's right on that yard marker. Yeah, one's a little short. See where they're going to stop it right there. And McGarvey's holding the side of his helmet like, yep, goes over on downs.
Downs. You had the North Hall, about half of the defense was out on the field saying, do we need to go in or do we keep going? And so that answers that question.
But the big thing, again, for the defense, you got to stop them from scoring a touchdown. You lead by four.
Yep. Can't give up the touchdown. Whereas if you'd have gotten within Carmona's field goal range, you know, if the other guy scores a touchdown and kicks the extra point, you're tied.
Right.
Well, now a touchdown beats you.
It would have been about a 47-yard field goal, give or take, 46.
First down ball on the GAC 27-yard line.
All right, you got Adrian Hughes. He's the quarterback now.
Hughes is the running back and the quarterback. Coming around the far side. Ooh, good job by North Hall. One hit him high, one hit him low. Parker Carlton and somebody hit him in
Charlie
there.
Charlie Dyer.
Charlie Dyer, yeah. One high, one low.
That was a sandwich right there.
He only got basically a foot, maybe if that much. Second down and 10. 8:28.
Going to that Wildcat.
Hughes comes out.
A wild Spartan or whatever you want to call
That's it. That's the second time they've done snap. It.
Tommy Young back in the ballgame.
And they got in the pistol now, not the shotgun.
Young back in the quarterback. The left-hander looks. He throws it right over the middle. Complete. Got the first down. Right out there to number, Daniels. Was that Gabe Daniels?
Yes, it was.
Yep, Daniels caught one, but he's slow getting up.
Boy, a little stop route. Just finds a hole in between the linebacker and the safety. But the 40-yard line, the throw was a little short. He came back for it. He catches it at the 39, but he does get that first down.
Well, ball's at the 39, got the first down.
Got to give Daniels some props, man. I mean, he looked like he was done. And then I think you're right, Harper. I think they retaped him, and he's back in there.
First down at the 39. Young puts a man in motion. Back to pass. Got a man on him. Oh, he just missed him. Another man after him. Two men after him.
Just
he's going to run it to the 40, the
flag.
45, the 50, and he's tackled by two men. We got a flag
that's
back at the 33.
I think that's a hold or an illegal block of some sort on the Spartans.
Good job by Young. A couple of big scores here for you. Michael Flair Branch leads 29-15 over Madison County. And from Pickens County, Chester T 30, Pickens County 7.
Whoa.
Cherokee Bluff 38-17 holding on GAC.
I saw number 53, Michael Pryor, break down into that, are you kidding me, kind of stance, you know, with the hands spread out.
And yep.
You could read that body language all the way over here.
Yes, sir. All right, first and going to be about 15, almost 20. First and 20, I'm going to call it, with 7:32 for GAC. Four wideouts, three on the near side. Ball's just inside the far hash mark, excuse me. Woodward over to the right of his quarterback. Young looking. Man coming on him. That's Tanner White. Little screen inside to Griggs.
He's got room.
Got room to the 40, the 50. Oh, he's going to run all the way for a touchdown. Oh, that's going to be unsportsmanlike as he does a tumble into the end zone. And that might be, too, a 71-yard run.
Here in the second half is an 80-yard scoring drive now, 71-yard scoring.
Boy, a little bubble screen that ends up going, if he takes it along the left hash, he's going to get tackled. But he broke it into the middle of the field and ended up going on the other side and broke a tackle about the 50-yard line. Safety was the only one that could reach him. Goes for his feet and can't catch him.
You could see that corridor open up, and you could see all the North Hall people falling to one side off of that corridor.
Now, I'm one of those guys, and I'll probably go 50-50 on who agrees with me and who doesn't right here. But to me, if you celebrate going into the end zone like that, then the points need to come off the board and bring it back just to penalize you because you need to learn not to do that mess right there. But that's old-timer speaking right there. So that's just the way I look at it. I know they want to celebrate and have fun, but do it when you get on your sideline and you can jump and do all your fun stuff over yonder. Dead ball unsportsmanlike on GAC. It'll be penalized on the extra point, which could still be big because that makes it 22-20. So technically,
field goal beats you now.
Exactly. If it's 22-20, if they don't make the extra point here, then North Hall would have a chance with just the extra point. see what they're going to try and spot it. The ball will be placed down for 25. It'll be a 35-yard attempt by Anon. Number 20, Graham Anon, stands in. 35-yard extra point attempt. The snap, the hole, the kick is high enough, it's long enough, and it is inside. It makes it 23-20. 7:06 left.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
The North Hall scored the first 20, and now it's been 23 straight for GAC.
Cole Cable, Luke Jenkins, Anon ready to kick, and he does. Low line drive is going to bounce. Cable takes it, 25, 20, 30, 35 out to the 40-yard line, and the fans want a late hit, and we got
one coming after
a really late flag, but I think it's a right flag. It just came out really late there, Harper.
Well, yeah, that's another one of those judgments. I had him on the sidelines, and he was – trying to wrestle him down, and they just kept going out of bounds. But it's not my call.
He was about a yard or so out of bounds when he slung him. If he just lets go, there's nothing going on, but he slings him right there, and that's what cost him.
Yeah,
that,
that's probably, you're probably right on that.
He gave him an extra push.
Mm-hmm.
That's just enough. He didn't take him to the ground.
Yep.
If he did that, that's an easy call to make. But
he
more
slung
of a
him.
Judgment. And North Hall's been begging for one of those. Not begging, but they've been asking for something like that for most of the ball game.
Let's go put the ball in GAC territory, right?
Yeah, the ball's at 39, should be at the 49. If it's a 15-yarder, it might be at the 44 or 46-yard line, excuse me.
Well, we said when North Hall had that big lead, there's a lot of football left to be played, and GAC quit shooting themselves in the foot.
46-yard line's where it is there.
We need a field goal to tie, Joe.
Yep.
And you still got a lot of football left to play with 7 minutes left.
Sure. A lot of football. Seven minutes left.
And both teams have all three timeouts.
Luke Jenkins in the backfield to the left of his quarterback, McGarvey. Three wideouts far side. McGarvey rolls. He's going to try and run across the 45. A guy grabs him low, brings him down. And they're taught, like you talk about, Reed Voles comes in and makes the tackle again. You know, and grabbing him low, and the North Hall guy's trying to jump in there, and they could very easily twist a leg the wrong way.
Well, Reed's made quite a few plays here.
Yes, he has.
Good play by the defensive line to allow him to kind of skate from one side of the tackles to the other without being touched.
23-20. GAC back in the lead. 6:31 and running. Got 2 yards on the carry. Second down, 8 from the 44. McGarvey. With Jenkins in the backfield, two stacked on top of each other on this side. Looks like Cable and Jenkins, looking to throw. McGarvey has to get away from a man. Going to throw it.
Oh.
Got batted down.
Batted down.
Big number six came in there and knocked it away. Dre Quinn swatted it down as McGarvey started to let it go.
Well, McGarvey liked what he saw, but at the last minute he had to move. He didn't like the lane, and so when he backed up, he had to reset, and that gave
Quinn enough time.
Dre Quinn, the junior, plays tight end on offense, but defensive lineman here. Those big long arms of his, just puts his arm up and he deflects that pass. So now it's third down and 8.
Yep, third down, 8 yards to go, 6:09 in the quarter. Carlton comes out, Jenkins in there. We've got number 21, McKinley Kemp, in there. Now we've got a timeout call by North Hall with 6:09 in the quarter.
And we're back at 1 minute for North Hall, 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time.
Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall on 3rd and 8. McGarvey with Jenkins on his right side. Four wideouts, three on the near side. Ball's almost. And North Hall jumped off sides. Illegal procedure.
Cole Cable.
Wow. First one time you don't need a mistake right there in 3rd and 8. And now you go behind the sticks. Still 3rd down, but now it's going to be
bit of movement by the center when he just adjusted the ball, and Cole, when he saw that, he took off.
He was gone, yep.
Remember, the Falcons had, two penalties last week where the center was accused of lifting the ball.
Yes.
He didn't lift it. He just moved it. And, boy, that's a big 5 yards. You're outside the sticks now.
3rd and 13, 6:09. McGarvey, empty backfield, puts a man in motion. McGarvey has it, rolls to the near side, looks, going to try and throw it the other way. Has he got a man? Nope. Yep, Dawson Gravia was the intended receiver over there, the tight end, but he was well short of the first down, and North Hall will have to punt.
And Adrian Hughes of GAC put his hands to his face, and I might could have had that.
Yep.
That would have been a pick six for sure.
They've had two, maybe three chances at that tonight, Gary, where they've been awfully close to a pick six.
Well, there was nobody in front of him. He was as fast as he is. He's down to the sideline. He's gone.
Walker Vining, back to punt. Hughes is back to catch it, I do believe. No, it's Dre Quinn. No, Daniels. Gabe Daniels again. Back there.
Yeah, this is smart here. With North Hall's got two timeouts and GAC with three, so you still got plenty of time. 6:02 left in the game.
There's a snap. Gets the kickoff. Actually, a decent kick that time.
Yeah.
Going to hit around the 19 and roll. Good North Hall roll inside the 10, down to the 9. Wow, nice job by Walker Vining that time. Clapping as he comes off the field. Charlie House gives him a hello 5. Good job by Walker Vining. No return. About a 40-something yard kick, I'm guessing, down to the 8.
Well, even though that possession ended up with, one first down, but called back because of the punt. You only take about a minute off the clock.
Right.
About a 43-yarder, Joe.
43-yarder. Belongs to the career, I think, for Walker. Good job. First down at the 8. They need to hold them right here, 3 and out if they can. Wildcat again with Hughes. Hughes is going to keep it himself, rolls around the far side. Got 5, 6, 7, 8, pushing with his back all the way across the 15. He's going to be short of the first down. They found there comes flags from everywhere now. See what's going on, a little extracurricular stuff in there. Charlie House.
With a little bit of a push.
Extra push
Charlie.
Right there. Yeah.
Joe Mealy, let me give you some scores here. I've got fourth quarter, Cherokee Bluff 38, Monroe Area 24. Flying Branch has beaten Madison County. One of my upsets tonight as they beat the Red Raiders 32-23. And Chesterton has beaten Pickens.
At Pickens.
No, that was the Chesapeake.
Okay, well, they got it backwards on the front
here. At Chesapeake.
Okay, at Chesapeake, all right, good deal.
Yeah, but a big region win, first one in a long time for the War Eagles.
Good for them.
And you know what, and they're kind of still alive for a playoff.
37-14 was the final in that one, what I've got. 5:42.
They marked the penalty from the spot where the ball was, so they almost had a first down. They started at the 8-yard line.
Yep.
They got to about the 16, and now with this penalty, it's right about the 30.
32.
They haven't marked it yet.
Yep, that's a 32 is where they're going to say it at.
They put it at the 32.
Nose of football
at the
32.
Huge penalty.
Yes, it is.
Gets GAC out of a lot of trouble.
Yep.
And the clock is moving now.
5:33. They can take their time with a 3-point lead and let it run. Young stretching his legs.
There's a whole lot of difference in a 92-yard drive and
67, 68-yarder.
68, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Young, the quarterback. Woodward on his side. Griggs in motion. Going to hand it to Griggs. Griggs going to try and go to the far side. He's going to get across the 35 to about the 36 or 37. So now they're going to be content to do what North Hall did a while ago there, Harper, and just kind of run it 4 or 5 yards at a clip. They get four. It's going to be second and six now at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, you don't like to see it, but Parker Colton is slow getting up. He's grabbing his ankle right now. He was in on that first tackle at about the 32,
mm-hmm.
and then Griggs ends up getting it to the 36. So that second wave knocked Griggs down, but Colton was one of the first one to hit him.
Well, and you certainly don't want to give Griggs a crack because we've seen what he'll do with that.
Yeah. Young gets it. A little screen out on the far side. Oh, nice job by North Hall. Great job by number 11 for North Hall right there. Charlie Dyer comes up and makes the stop. No gain on that one. Actually lost a yard. Gabe Daniels caught it, but about a yard loss, I'm thinking. Yeah, third down and seven now for the Spartans. 4 minutes exactly left in regulation. 23-20.
Great anticipation by Charlie that time.
Yes.
To knock him down for...
And he hit him low to keep him from trying to run around him or over him. Three wideouts, two on the near side, one running back, one guy blocking back in front of the quarterback. Fake's going to come over to this side. Young going to a little screen pass out here to Phillips. Phillips, the 45, got tripped up at the 48, down to the 49 for the first down.
Boy, good play call where you think about, well, I'm going to fake it to my tailback who's in the pistol, and the left-hander rolls out to his left. And after he blocks for a little while, the tight end, Phillips, ends up just leaking out into the flat, catches mm-hmm. that ball, and runs for about another 7 or 8 yards. The ball's now out to the 49-yard line for the first down.
Harwood rolled that block at him to knock him down right yep. there. But they're perfectly happy with this.
Yep.
Burn the clock, keep the chains moving.
Coming up on 3 minutes left.
Trojans have two timeouts. Clock is moving, 3:15, 3:14.
First down at the 49. Young going to hand off. No, he's going to keep it himself. Rolls around this side. 50, 45, 40. Tries to get around the guy. 35 got walloped from behind.
Boy, he sure did.
By number 34, Arceo, down to about the 31-yard line. But it'll be a first down for GAC.
Joe's top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back here, 20-yard pickup for Young on that fake bootleg, if you will. He rolled out to the near side, kept coming, got all the way down to the North Hall 31. Now we're under 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in regulation.
Yeah, if you're GAC, you don't want to have to settle for three here. You want
timeout
six.
Called GAC by GAC with 2:43.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Crowd around him.
Make sure you join us tonight at 11 for the final score here on 97.5 Glory FM. Recap of this game and more across the North Georgia area.
Big one in this region. Mike Dawson County 14, White County nothing. It's a final. Habersham wins 52-17. Elbert beats Banks 33-0. Chesterton, as Mike said earlier, a huge win for Coach Stuart Cunningham, 37-14.
So if you're telling me there's a chance, according to Dumb and Dumber, that timeout was a huge stop. The Spartans end up taking their own timeout, and now you still have two left here on this first down play.
Yep, we get the ball, they're going to hand off. Young's going to keep it himself, rolls out to the far side. He's going to get stopped up at the 28 and get pushed back and knocked down.
Got to the 29, and now they're going to call their first timeout.
North Hall calls a timeout.
I apologize. That's the second timeout, but the first one of this possession.
Yeah. We'll carry
got one left.
2:32 remaining now.
Well, if you're North Hall, you've got to burn those things because you can't just keep that clock rolling like that. And this is a perfect time to call it because you just stopped them for a short gain. As I said, if you're GAC, you don't want to settle for three. You want that six or seven, which makes it a two-possession game with very little time.
Well, GAC, they don't want North Hall back on the field offensively.
No. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's
they get another first down, that pretty much victory formation after
Bingo.
That.
The I think you said this a while ago, but over in Danielsville, Flyer Branch has come away with a win 32-23.
That was also at home there at the Falcon Field.
They've got these flip-flopped on my scoreboard I'm looking at tonight, so which is fine.
Well, if you're North Hall, you could stop. Well, it's 232, so maybe two first downs might do it.
It is second down, 9 yards to go for GAC. Young with man beside him. That's Woodward.
Oh
bad snap. They come down. He's got a jump on fall on it right there. Luckily for GAC, but the North Hall player pounces on top of Young.
Well, I was about to say, Joey, love to see a turnover.
Yep.
Well, snap was a little high, and Young takes his eyes off it. He wants to look at the coverage, and it just slips in between his hands. The ball, they call timeout.
North Hall gets timeout with calls the last one.
2:22.
Cherokee Bluff 38-24, sneaking up on a win here.
Okay, that is officially the last timeout for North Hall.
Yes,
yep.
But you got you still got a couple of downs to work with if you're GAC.
Yep, it's third down. They're about 16-17 yards to go for the first down after that sack on the high snap. So if North Hall could get a turnover, they got some daylight left. But
you got to be in a hurry because you just burned your last time out.
So are you going to run? And even if you don't get it, you're going to take another 40 seconds off.
Yeah.
Or do you throw an incompletion and stop the clock? And then it's fourth down. It's 17 yards to go. The ball's just sitting on the 38-yard line. They got to get to the 21.
Mm-hmm. Third and 17. Young with two wideouts on this side, one on the far side.
Well, the defense is asking the crowd to rise up and cheer for them, and they're doing that.
Griggs and Paul Hill on the
side. GAC's cheering just as loud.
Griggs.
Oh, another near fumble.
Ball's out. Who's on it? I think GAC fell back on it. The quarterback did. Paul Hill or Griggs went around outside. It got stripped from him. The quarterback, Young, fell on it. They lost three more yards. It'll be fourth and a long ways. GAC will have to punt. Right there, 2:17.
After not making any mistakes for the whole second half, GAC's made two crucial ones back-to-back.
Clock turns right here with 2:08.
So the score for Cherokee Bluff, they're up 45-24 now over the Monroe area.
I see that.
So you got a punt, don't you?
Yes. I would think so. They'll probably take a penalty right here. They're just to run all the clock off. Yeah, they are, because that's right there is going to be 3-2-1. There'll be the penalty, and they'll take the 5-yard delay of game. Then they'll do the punt with 1:48. North Hall will get it with around 1:40. And let's see what they can do with it that last minute, last basically 100 seconds.
Yeah, what's going to happen? McGarvey's got to be like a Kirk Cousins and Vincent Harper.
Do you decline it?
Well, he's the man, because your other quarterback's laying on this table to my right over here with his right leg in a brace. He hadn't set up in a long time.
They haven't moved the ball yet. I'm wondering if Sean Pender declined the penalty.
He may have.
Can you? On a delay a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's your option. It doesn't matter. I'd
take the yards because I just want to be closer. Anyways.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. Eastside 35, North Oconee 34 in the fourth quarter.
Ty Kemp now. Ty.
Tie back to catch it.
You're able to do something big in this ball game. Now's your time.
Parsonette back to kick it. He stands at his 43, kick it around to 46.
Block it.
1:48. And got seven guys on the line. There's a snap. Whoa, hits the ground under his legs. Snap. Goes back down to 38. He'll be tackled at the 35.
Thank you.
Holy smokes.
Noah Hall is still alive.
Wow.
All of a sudden, GAC, who had righted the ship.
Yep.
You need about 20 yards, Gary.
Mistake free. has just self-destructed here, and Noah Hall has got life.
Low snap ripped right between Parsonal's legs. He rolls back there, and three green shirts pounce on him. Ball to be placed at the 36. Nose of the football, North Hall with 104 seconds. McGarvey out there with Ty Kemp. He's got Parker Carlton in the backfield, Luke Jenkins on one side, Cable.
Parker
and Luke
is
Jenkins.
Limping. Earlier in the ball game, he was the decoy. He was there to help protect his quarterback, pass protect for him.
McGarvey, look, he's got a roll out of the middle. He's got a little room. He throws a little screen right over the middle. Carlton at the 30, to the 25, down to the 24. First down,
hurry
Trojans.
Up. Clock will stop.
Clock will
run
stop.
The teams.
Yep, clock will stop. They got 10 seconds off. It'll start. North Hall hurries up to the football. McGarvey's over here looking to get the play. They're off the 20. Oh, and now we got a fake injury. Well, I say fake injury. We got a guy down here. That's okay. Give us extra time. We can call the play.
It's on GAC, Joe's saying.
GAC.
It's a cramp. Trojan. Well, I don't think it's – I don't know the
– It is not a cramp. It can't be a cramp in 40-degree weather.
I don't know why you won't let them stop the clock, though, but let's North Hall regroup.
Joe. Exactly.
They sprinted
now he's
the
running
field.
Off the field. Yeah, everybody ought to boo him.
Oh, my leg.
That ought to be a football flag.
Well, hey, it helped us. That was stop the clock, Joe.
That's right. Stop the clock, you know, two
sure.
seconds.
Yeah,
we get that extra time
it's
over there to talk about the play.
Out. Yeah, they should run a play.
Just run it right now.
Just give them a free shot.
Yeah. Send somebody down the head lane right there, not covered, and throw the touchdown pass.
What's time?
92 seconds. You got Cable on this side. You got Jenkins and Ty on the other side. So McGarvey has it. Looking for – he's got a man open. Throws it way over his head, and he was wide open to the 15.
He had another man.
Yeah, Cole Cable.
I think Kemp was open on the other side.
Again, look at the yardage of the down. What you got right now, guys?
Second down. Ball is at the 24. We'd make it a –
give me 10 more yards, buddy.
Yeah. Right now, we have to be about a 41-yard field goal.
Well, relax. So, we got a minute 25. You got plenty of time from where you're sitting
85 seconds.
Now. Run a nice little play.
McGarvey with 3-4 wideouts. Takes it. Rolls out here to the right. Looks. Throws it long. Got a man open.
I think he caught it.
Touchdown, yeah. Trojans, number one. Cole Cable in the corner.
They went to the number one receiver.
Woo! How about that? Cole Cable just got enough open out there, Harper and Gary. Got about 2 yards separation, and he was able to get in the end zone right in the front corner and get up and get the touchdown.
Well, give credit to Smith McGarvey for finding time to not wait for Cole to get in between the corner and the safety. When he was in between them, that's when he lets go of the ball, and he's able to get it right there at the goal line. He jumps up high to get it and falls into the end zone and is pushed out of bounds for the go-ahead touchdown.
Now the all-important PAT.
Extra point. Carmona with McGarvey holding. Snaps high, kicks up, and it is good. 27-23 with 77 seconds left.
That means they had to score a touchdown. We're back in a minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Well, thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Back here at North Hall, they're going to kick it after the unsportsmanlike on GAC. They'll kick it from the GAC 45, fellas. So with 1:17, North Hall's got a four-point lead with no timeouts. GAC has one timeout left. Let's see what Carmona can do right here. Can he kick it into the end zone to start them at the 20? Or will he do one of those worm burners, as I like to call them, in between? Let's see what they do right here. Carmona Don't get an offsides, whatever you do, green team.
Go do.
Right here. They kick it high and deep, and it's going to land in the end zone and bring it out to the 20. Wow. That one's huge right there, I think, because, yeah, you don't run any clock off, but you don't get anybody a chance to touch the football right there, Harper. So yep. North Hall kind of got an advantage on that one.
Well, 1:17 on the clock. Ball's going to be at the 20. They're going to start with it in the middle of the field. GAC does have one timeout.
And they got to go 80 yards.
Well, they've had touchdowns today of 80 and 71 yards here in the second half.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to throw that double pass again.
Yeah, 1:17, 27-23, four wideouts.
Woodward.
St. Woodward is the running back on the right-hand side of Young. Young, the left-handed quarterback, steps back, got a little pressure, rolls out to the near side. Tanner White got a hold of him. He's going to let the ball. He throws it up in the air. North Hall almost intercepts.
Almost
intercepted. Wow. That one was flipped around back there. I thought Tanner White was going to strip it out of his hands that time.
He was doing his best to get that thing out of bounds.
Hey, and look, they're going to spot it. They said he was in the grass right there. Harper back at the 8-yard line.
The clock is still moving.
Yep.
How do you have a moving clock? Well, because they said he
stopped
it
right there.
There's a penalty now.
52 seconds. Clock stops.
Yeah.
Illegal procedure. That's going to push him back five more. The coaches and Kane Newton are trying to get the crowd pumped up here at North Hall.
Looking for their first ever win over Greater Atlanta Christian.
Second down, ball's after the penalty, should be down inside the five.
Yep.
And only the second win ever for any Hall County team. And this would be the first in the regular season for any Hall County team.
Second and 26, 49 ticks on the clock.
Ball's at the four.
Young in his quarterback stand or in his own end zone, takes the snap, looks to pass. Tanner White trying to rush. They got him in the back. They knock him down. He throws it in the middle, complete to Griggs, but he's tackled at the 14-yard line. Excuse me.
And the clock's still moving.
Yeah, caught it at the 14. Walker Davis up in there.
Jake Clark hit him immediately.
Yeah, Jake, number 19. Another one.
Timeout. Did they call time?
Somebody's got a timeout right there. Tanner White comes out.
Stop the clock. No, they did not call timeout.
Hunter Robertson goes in. Right. 25 seconds.
Got to get the ball to the 30.
Young rolls out to the far side. Throws it. He almost intercepted, but caught right there. First down to 32.
Boy, Gabe Daniels catches it after the deflection at the 32 and gets out of bounds.
Wow.
Right through the hands of Walker Davis, but they get the first down with 15 seconds. Have they got time?
What a game, my goodness. Huh?
One, maybe two plays.
Now the clock is moving.
Clock moves. They throw it. Young got a man open now on this side. Intercepted! Intercepted number five! Connor Harwood with the biggest interception of his career to seal the win for the Trojans. With 4 seconds on the clock, North Hall will come away with their first ever win over the Spartans of GAC.
And the coaches are doing their best to keep everybody contained because they don't want any kind of weird penalties.
Nope,
coming
that's exactly
here at the
right.
End.
We got a pretty bad injury here with Micah Pryor. Boy, he has gone both ways. His knees.
Ooh, he got to be
he
worn
can't get
out.
Up. He's just trying. What a warrior. You know, please, someone help me. Get me out of
the field. Oh, that left leg. Bless his heart.
He just doesn't have any.
He don't have any. Can't put any weight on that left leg. He's trying to put a little, but he can't.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Michael, our prayers are with you, brother.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to hurry off the field,
son. Take your time, man.
Holy cow.
It's his knee, and he fell down over there immediately. 4 seconds, North Hall can take a knee now. They'll probably take the timeout.
John Pender saying, no, hold it to you. We're into the victory formation here.
Smith McGarvey takes the knee right there. And that will be your ballgame. 3-2-1. North Hall will win 27-23 and lead Region 6-3A.
Their fifth win in a row. Their fourth in region play. They go to 4-0 in Region 6-AAA and will head to Dahlonega next Friday night to take on Lumpkin County.
And the coaches exchanged some embraces at midfield because they know that this was a hard, hard fought.
Yes.
Hard-hitting contest.
Too many gators, too many crutches, too many guys going down.
That's mom and dad right there behind him right there.
Well, Coach
Schleeman, go ahead.
That's about as exciting as
Yeah, that was exciting. Our defense played a great game, and finally right there in the fourth quarter, we were able to catch some breaks that we needed. I'm very proud of how hard our boys.
This is the first win in school history over GAC for North Hall, and only the second win ever in season.
Gary surrounded.
Trying to move around. It's a great win for the program.
Yeah, definitely a great win. I'm glad for the win and our boys and how hard they play. County, we finally were able to beat GAC in the regular season.
And now you're kind of in the driver's seat for the region right now.
Well, 1 week at a time. Yeah, this was a great game. We have some injuries that we're going to have to be able to overcome, and we have a really tough game next week as well.
Other than the win, Singham, did you see tonight out of your team?
We didn't give up. Resiliency. When things started going bad, when we had a bunch of penalties that were stalling our drives. Of course, our defense was playing good, but the drives that were stalling, our kids kept fighting, they kept pushing, and we didn't give up. And that's we talk about effort, attitude, and toughness over here, like in the North we eat, and that toughness really prevailed tonight. Not just the physical toughness of the team, but the mental toughness and the spiritual toughness of the fact that they never gave up.
Congratulations, Coach. Go enjoy this one for a little while.
All right, thank you.
You go.
All right.
Didn't give up. Never say die.
Absolutely. Way to go. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Gary. We got much more for you coming up next. We'll wrap it up for you here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation. The new ideas in our industry that lead to better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business.
To be an innovative cooperative, I believe we always have to be looking at how we are handling our member experience.
Innovation is really important to Jackson EMC. It's our role to really make sure we're on the cutting edge of these new changes in technology that are coming to the power sector.
Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
We are back here at the Brickyard celebrating this victory for North Hall. They improve to 5-2 overall the season, 4-0 in Region 6 AAA, while GAC drops to 3-4 on the season, and they drop to 3-1 in region play. Guys, North Hall jumped out, took advantage of mistakes by GAC in the first half, led 20-0 early in the second quarter, but then the Spartans came back fighting, had two big one-play drives basically in the second half. They take the lead 23-20, and then North Hall on that last drive. Tell me y'all's opinion about how this thing went after we got the turnover that we desperately needed to be able to set a touchdown for Cole.
Well, we didn't have the time, but now the timeout that they took helped us a little bit. We were able to come over after the first down to kind of regroup, if you will, right before we threw the touchdown pass. I think that was a huge play for us, because even though it wasn't a timeout, the guy that faked the injury, and I was going crazy on that, that happened, and then he jogs off the field. That gave us enough time to come over and talk to our coaches and regroup, and boom, then we throw the touchdown pass the next play. I think that was huge right there, and probably a boo-boo by Coach Hardy as he goes back and looks at it.
Well,
Coach Seth Pender said it well. We just kept fighting.
Yep,
and,
kept fighting.
You get from behind, and you could feel just all the air out of the balloon on numerous occasions here for North Hall. Oh, my gosh, we're going to lose this ball game.
Yep.
But the kids didn't believe it. And I have to admit, Greater Atlanta did everything they could to give the game back to North Hall. They had the ball inside the 20-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
They end up punting from the 40.
Mm-hmm.
They lose that.
Yep.
And the possession, where did it go back? At the 36-yard line.
36.
They started from the 36-yard line. Just how does that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is a playoff team. So special teams were important. Turnovers were important. But the resiliency of these young men to fight and give everything that they had, that obviously was a big key to their success.
Well, that's a super, super, and a huge win for them. A super game. And a huge
historical
win for Coach Pender.
A historical win.
Hell yeah. Yeah. It is very historical. Yeah. They just got to build on it for next week, that's for sure. Because Lumpkin's going to be a tough place to play next week. You know, Lumpkin's having a good season. It's a two-year ride with Coach Heath Webb. That's going to be a tough place to play.
And we'll talk more about that during the final score of this evening. I'll be talking with Jody Kenny. We've got a lot to talk about this evening. We'll get out of here quickly. I can get back to the station by 11. I'll be talking hopefully with Stuart Cunningham of Chesapeake, Tommy Jones of Cherokee Bluff, also Jason Tester of Flyer Branch, Josh Niblett of Gainesville. Hope they can come back and win that one.
Is that all, Mike? Is that it?
And we're going to have a full show, friend, from that standpoint. Then tomorrow morning, you'll join me during the Saturday morning sports show.
There won't be any time for me. You're going to have all these other high school
coaches.
That's
tomorrow morning with the final score of that Saturday morning sports show. Tomorrow we'll talk high school, college, and pro sports tomorrow morning. We might talk a little bit Dodgers and more tomorrow morning on the Saturday morning sports show.
Dodgers.
Make sure you subscribe and like our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports. Tomorrow we'll stay tuned for the final score tonight at 11 o'clock. Final score once again from North Hall's Brickyard at Lake Cottrell Stadium. North Hall 27 and Greater Atlanta Christian 23. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for producer Nathan Laddie, great job as always. For Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, and for Harper LaBelle, I'm Mike Weinfurt. You've been tuned to Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Millie's Drapery and Decorating. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.